the high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you all good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you may be across the globe, and it's a big listening audience out there. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. And as I did yesterday and probably will do tomorrow, this program is going to be in open lines all night long. I thought very hard about this since all of this has happened, and CNN is doing just a superb job, as has been Fox and CBC and the BBC and so many other networks. Just a superb job of getting experts on the air to talk about what happened in New York. And they're continuing to do that, and I'm glued to it just like everybody else is, so I'm not going to regurgitate what they have been saying all day long. I will, however, talk about it. That's a different story. Looking around the headlines very quickly, New York City is requesting 6,000 body bags. Nobody seems to know exactly how many dead there may be. They just don't know. Our own government has said, well, maybe, hopefully, the estimates are too high. Others are saying they're low and there will be 10,000. Nobody really knows. That's one thing they're really not talking very much about. They certainly know the dead among their own, the police and the fire. And that's horrific. More than 300 firefighters. Oh, my God. But in terms of the number of civilians killed in the buildings, they don't really know yet. President Bush seeking the okay to retaliate. President Bush himself using the words acts of war. And that will bring on a question tonight, to be sure. The inquiry now focusing, obviously, much more heavily on bin Laden. It looks like they've got an awful lot of evidence, doesn't it? The airline's still not flying. Some limited flights of those flights that were underway will continue, allowing some passengers to get to their destinations. No more knives. Lots of new rules to be expected, right? More than 24 hours now after the airliner smashed into the Pentagon, they still really, they don't know. They just don't know how many are dead, as I said a little while ago, and hopes are dimming for anybody found alive. Cancellations everywhere, baseball being canceled, other games, other events being canceled. People can't get to them, you know, no flying, so you can't just hopscotch around anymore. There, you know, there's a few things involved in all of this that I really would like to talk to you about. And the first item is Flight 93. Flight 93 was the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania while it was on its way to apparently crash into the White House. Or perhaps the Capitol building, they're not really sure, but probably the White House. They think that was the target of that that plane. And an incredible story, God, an incredible story of what went on in Flight 93. And this is pretty good information, you know, with all the rumors flying out there right now. It's hard to know what is real and what's not. But we think we know for sure some things about Flight 93. And that would be that as the aircraft was streaking along, headed toward Washington, D.C., after it had made the turn back toward Washington, D.C., there was a passenger on the plane who got through on a cell phone or on the plane's phone, I'm not sure, but got through to a family member who was interviewed by CNN and others, who said that they obviously it was a panic call saying we're hijacked. Well, the family on the ground in turn gave information to the passenger that one plane had already collided with the World Trade Center. They knew that at that time. So that information was relayed to the passengers on Flight 93. And as I understand it, the male passengers on Flight 93 apparently herded to the back of the plane. They now believe that the flight crew, the stews in the back of the plane, were threatened, or perhaps they were killing them one by one to get the flight crew to come out. Flight crew came out, they grab them, they take the plane. They think that's how it happened in each case, as a matter of fact. However, in the case of Flight 93, as this plane streaked toward, in all probability, the White House, the male passengers voted to rush the hijackers at their own expense. Now, whether they intentionally crashed that aircraft, and that's what it looks like to me, or whether they simply in the process of trying to overpower the hijackers to stop this, whether that caused the crash, either way, there were people, men on that plane, who voted to overpower the hijackers, who had one man, a two-month-old daughter with him. Others, probably entire families. So, I think these people are really heroes. I think these people deserve the Medal of Honor. These people decided to forfeit their own lives. What greater sacrifice does anybody ever make? None. Forfeit their own lives to stop this plane from crashing into its target, whether it was the White House or the Capitol building. And I think they're really heroes. I mean, I try to sit and imagine what it would be like in your last moments as the plane you were in was headed toward Washington, D.C., with knowledge of what it was going to do, and they did have that knowledge, to take a vote which most surely, one way or the other, was going to end your own life, to save the White House. Now, there's a lot of heroes, you know, in this. But I really want to call attention to what these people did. I think it's amazing. I think it's heartening. I think a lot of things, but it's heartening. So I'd like your comments on that. Fox News reported earlier in the day, and this may be, you know, there's so many rumors going on, but they reported that one man apparently rode the building down from the 82nd floor and lived, ended up in one of those pockets. I can't imagine that. Can you? Actually rode down as the building collapsed? You saw the collapse on TV, right? Can you imagine riding it down and then somehow ending up alive? I don't know. Going to be a lot of this. I do have a photograph on my website, which is very disturbing, which got up there about 15 minutes ago. This photograph is an unaltered, unaltered photograph of one of the moments of the impact. In fact, it really is just about the moment of impact because of the fireball, you'll see, of this aircraft on the one of the Twin Towers. The explosion of the 767 into the second World Trade Tower, actually. And you be the judge. This was sent to us by Matt Massey. You be the judge yourself. But there is, without question, the face of a devil in this photograph, of an evil entity or the devil or whatever, and it's very clear. I don't know about Matt Massey's outline, perhaps showing more than I see in the photograph. I don't see a full devil, as does he, and he's outlined that for you. But without question, and without a difficulty, I do see in that unaltered photograph an evil face. You be the judge. That's on my website right now at artbell.com. It's the damnedest thing. We found these in a number of photographs. You remember the election photograph? And what we had right in the middle of the two candidates, remember that? and a number of other photographs. But there is there's very little question about this photograph. We just got it up before airtime. If you go to my website, artbell.com, click on What's New, and then photos from 9/11 terrorist attack. It is the first photograph right now there. And below it, what Major Ed Dames... as a matter of fact, I guess we didn't get all of that up. We didn't get the important part of it up. I'll have to talk to Keith about that. There was more to this. I guess if you click and enlarge it, let me see. I think you're going to have to do that. It may be, yeah, in the I think in the entire photograph. Right now, my own website is slowing down as zillions of people go up there following my direction. So I've just slowed myself down to the point where it's going to take me a minute or so to get this photograph. So patience, everybody. There's a lot of traffic up there right now. At any rate, the drawing that Ed Dames did send me, I faxed on to Keith, and he has put up on the website of where he believes this attack originated. I'd like to say something about the Canadian people, because I know I'm speaking to almost all of the Canadian people covering Canada coast to coast as we do the U.S. And beyond. The Canadian people have been fantastic throughout all this. About 17,000, is it, people who are being provided hospitality by Nova Scotia and throughout Canada, as a matter of fact. For planes that landed in Canada, still nothing is particularly flying, and so these people are stuck in Canada. And these Americans, for the most part, are stuck in Canada. And the Canadian people have been wonderful. Big-time friends. Now, make no mistake, with the incredible amount of uncovering of evidence today, there's going to be an attack. We indeed are going to attack someone, somewhere. Possibly Afghanistan, the Taliban, and if you listen to what the president has been saying, an act of war, his words, an act of war. And he was very clear about those who harbor people like bin Laden and company, and so that would include Afghanistan. One would imagine at the high side of what we might do, an attack on Afghanistan. Now, what would that mean? That would probably mean an attack on their military capability, whatever that would be. It may well mean an attack on their infrastructure, you know, power plants, that kind of thing. We don't attack intentionally civilians at all. So at the high side, all I can imagine, of course, there could be other countries involved as well. And so we could have, make no mistake about it, a war on our hands. Most of the newspapers that all these networks review every night talk about acts of war and war, it's war, headlines like that. So it may be war. And I wonder if you think that prior to attacking anybody, we should obtain, we should declare war. Now, how long has it been since we have declared war? World War II. So, shouldn't we declare war? Or is that not important? Have the days of declaring what you're going to do become moot? I'm not sure. What do you think? I somehow think we probably ought to. So, should a declaration of war be made prior to any attack, which obviously is coming? And I have one more thing I want to talk about with you, and I will, after that, open the lines and do exactly what I've pledged to myself. I have had, I bet, 100 offers of, experts to come on the air and guests who would like to come on the air about all of this. But I am declining them all, because I think the right thing for me to do is to let you have a voice, simple as that. I don't hear a lot of that going on. I hear wall-to-wall coverage, which is great, and I'm watching it myself, you know, as I'm sure many of you are. I don't hear a lot of open lines, so I'm going to continue to do that. At any rate, stay where you are. We'll be right back. All right, the C Radio is available with an interesting twist tonight. The CC Radio is the best AM radio in the world. You cannot buy, wherever you go, a better AM radio than the CC Radio, period. It's the best. In response to the incomprehensible attacks of September 11th, the Seacrane Company and Sanjin together have decided to donate $20 to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund for every single one of the radios sold through Monday, September 17th. That's heavy duty. That's $20 a pop. And it is at the regular price of $159.95. Now, that's no different than we would normally advertise this radio at. So taking $20 off the top is quite something to do between now and Monday for every single radio sold. You should be buying this radio anyway because it is indeed the best AM radio in the world. No radio, and I would challenge any, has the sensitivity, the selectivity, the ability to hear weak signals. Important is this improvement that when you stack it up against other radios, they don't even hear a radio station while you're sitting there comfortably listening to whatever you want to listen to. At night, this radio will cut the fading, a very annoying fading, of distant stations by as much as 90%. It's that much better. It's got a built-in clock with alarm, digital dial headphone jack, not just AM, though. It's FM, which is superb, television audio, which is really great to have, and NOAA weather that might save your life with an alert that'll come on if something awful is coming. This is the one you want. $159.95 with $20 going to the Red Cross between now and Monday. Call the Seacrane Company at 1-800-522-8863. Beginning at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 1-800-522-8863. Would you like to feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Now there's proof. The effects of aging can be slowed down and even reversed with HGH, human growth hormone. For some time now, you've heard me talk about the incredible age-reversing benefits of HGH. Well, according to thousands of articles, higher HGH levels can help you look and feel younger. That's why I take Ultimate HGH, a natural formula to help boost my body's own production of HGH. If your goal is to help improve energy, stamina, lose unwanted fat, diminish wrinkles, enhance memory, immune function, and vision, then Ultimate HGH is for you too. Why let Mother Nature get the best of you? Call today and order Ultimate HGH. And when you order two bottles of Ultimate HGH, you get the third absolutely free, about $33 a month. Now that's a tremendous savings off the typical $100 a month for comparable products. Plus, with your order, you'll receive a free book on HGH, a $20 value absolutely free. So call my good friends at Great American Products and order Ultimate HGH today at 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. 1-800-557-4627. All right. The other thing that I wanted to touch on before we open the lines tonight is Fox was doing some interesting coverage earlier in the day, and as part of that, they had a man who's running around with this new technological invention they call the video phone, which is amazing to get that much movement over a POTS line, whether it's from Afghanistan or here in the U.S. is astounding. That's plain old telephone line, by the way. So they said a man, somehow one of the Fox reporters got permission to do what nobody else had done, and that was to go virtually to ground zero and observe what was going on. And, oh, my God, you know, he took pictures as he went. And as they properly pointed out, it's not just the World Trade Towers that are gone. It's like 10 blocks in either direction, with varying amounts of damage from totally destroyed to light damage at the outer end. But my God, the pictures. I don't know if any of you have gotten to see them yet. I imagine many of you have, frankly, but I have never in my life seen anything like it. Short of a science fiction movie about nuclear war, or... It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. The devastation and the amount of physical destruction is just simply beyond belief. I sat there with my mouth open. Went, oh, my God. Look at that. In entire blocks, street blocks, gone. Everything smashed. Cars flattened like pancakes. It's like from the worst sort of disaster movie with the best special effects you've ever seen in your life. In fact, this whole thing is kind of like that. The pictures of those planes smashing into the towers, it's like a movie. It's like a disaster movie with just really... you know, good studio work, except this is real, and it just happened. It's the damage. It's unbelievable. In order to produce that much damage, and I'm sure the terrorists calculated very well here. In order to produce that much damage with conventional explosives, well, let me rephrase that. I think that you could not do that much damage with conventional explosives. So make no mistake about this. This required a lot of people, a lot of planning, a lot of money, and a lot of detail work on the part of the terrorists to achieve. I mean, they really, really, really knew what they were doing. I think it would take a nuclear-tipped something to produce that much damage. Otherwise, I've never in my life seen anything like it, except in the movies. Maybe after Dresden, it looked like that. I don't know. But in my lifetime, I have never seen anything in real life that would get anywhere near equaling what I saw in this Fox reporter got. My God. It's going to be weeks and months before they get things picked up. So, after the break here at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to do exactly what I have pledged to myself to do, and that's to open the lines to all of you, and you're certainly welcome to discuss any of this or anything else about this incident. That's about the only thing that anybody out there is thinking about. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
AM 1500 KSTP.
You are on the air on the international line. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm from Scotland.
You are the first caller from Scotland. Where are you, please?
I'm in Madrid, Spain.
In Madrid, Spain. On the international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Mario from South Africa, Cape Town.
On the international line, you're on the air. Where are you, please?
Oslo, Norway.
Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Coast to Coast and worldwide. Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. You never know who will drop by.
And right now, I think he's in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And he's Willie Nelson. And Willie, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Art. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. I shouldn't have to introduce him. This is Leonard Nimoy. Leonard, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Everybody knows who George Carlin is. Here he is, George Carlin. Hi, George.
Hello, Art. How are you?
Quite well, thank you. Jane Seymour.
Hi.
You don't know me, but I love you. Here he is, Merle Haggard. Merle.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning to you. Here is Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Art. I'm very pleased to be with you this evening.
Here's John Voight. John, welcome.
Hi, Art. How are you?
I'm just fine.
I don't know why do people say how are you?
This is Art.
Art Bell and special guest George Carlin.
I love an earthquake. I love a bigger earthquake. They're never as big as I'd like.
No, we need a 25.
I think of it as an amusement park ride, all right? It's such a wonderful thing to realize you have absolutely no control.
George, a 25 would turn entire continents over.
Ah, now you're talking, Art.
Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Weeknights on this station.
From the archives of Coast to Coast AM, Art Bell describes a rather unfortunate on-air incident.
I've got next to me what's called a cart rack. The part of it came apart during the break. And several, a bunch of carts fell down. I thought I would fix it. I ran into the other room and got a container of super glue. So I took a pair of scissors right here, and I cut the top off the super glue to get it to flow. Well, it flowed all right. It flowed all over me. And I think that I've glued my lips together. This is the dumbest thing that I've ever done by a country mile. I've actually glued my lips together. I think I ripped part of my lip off. I did. In my panic, I ripped part of my lip off. Actually, a little piece of my lip in the ash right here.
If you subscribe to the After Dark newsletter right now, you'll see some of the most recent crop circles that have Art Bell all worked up. We may actually have made contact with extraterrestrials. See the pictures in another great issue of After Dark. The September issue features a guest editorial from Dreamland host Whitley Strieber, a picture of the stunning Julia Set Fractal crop circle, Dr. Sky updates, quickening news, of course, subliminal seduction, angels, and much more. Call right now, 1-888-727-5505, and you'll get two free issues, 14 for the price of 12. The number once again, 1-888-727-5505, or subscribe online at artbell.com. Hit the library link to the secure server to order your subscription to After Dark.
Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nye.
In fact, let me hit that a little harder. The international lines really are open. We'll be open all night long. And I'll try and pay special attention to them. You can go to my website at artbell.com, get the code for your country, and then dial that code, followed by 800 893-0903. And if you do that, it will be a toll call, a toll-free call, a toll-free call from anywhere in the world. And we welcome international calls. Just to repeat, we've got a photograph on the website that will knock your socks off right now. In fact, I'll tell you a little history. I received it. This is definitely unaltered. I received the first copy of this photograph from a man who had plucked it from CNN's website. It's obviously of the impact point of the second aircraft. And it is, in fact, unaltered. But he had put on it in a caption, what the F is this? So I decided we wouldn't post that version. Then I had some more versions. And finally, tonight, this same version, and so I know it's unaltered, Matt Massey sends it, and without question, without having to look at Matt's little drawing of the devil, when you look at this photograph, it leaps right out at you. You don't need Matt's little illustration for you to see the evil, perhaps, face of the devil, some would say, or an evil entity in this photograph. It'll leap out at you. It's now the second photograph down. When you go to my website, just go to What's New and photos from the 9-1-1 terrorist attack. And I think it's now the second photograph down. This one will blow you away. I don't know about the rest of you, but I absolutely believe in evil. And that means not just the evil in men's hearts. There's certainly enough of that to go around. But in a separate evil, I believe in a separate evil. And so I'm not surprised to see this photograph. It just says, what do you think at the end of it? And so it's a good question for you. What do you think? It's at artbell.com. All right, all of that said, we're going to do a quick break and jump into the phone lines as promised. Stay right there.
Would you like to start improving your vision today without the risk or expense of laser surgery? Hi, I'm Mariette Hartley. Are you tired of having to get stronger prescriptions year after year as your eyes get weaker and weaker? Are you tired of the constant hassle of glasses and contacts? I know I was. I wanted out of my glasses, but not through surgery. I didn't think it was possible until I discovered a powerful program based on 50 years of research called the See Clearly Method. In just minutes a day, I'm seeing better, and my son Sean is completely out of his glasses after only a few weeks. The American Vision Institute guarantees that if you don't completely eliminate or reduce your need for glasses and contacts in 30 days, they will refund your money, guaranteed. So call today for a free video that introduces the power of the See Clearly Method without laser surgery. Call 1-800-900-0016. That's easy. 1-800-900-0016. Call 1-800-900-0016.
Commercials are more believable if you get to know real customers. So on the line with me is Michael Weisbrod, a Geico auto insurance customer. Michael, tell us about the real you.
Well, I'm 5'11", 170 pounds. My turn-ons are sunsets, honest people, walks on the beach, puppies, and low-cost car insurance.
It doesn't get any more real than that. To join sensitive people like Michael, call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could save 15% or more. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
Sweet phone.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. You plus a wireless bill equals disaster.
Funny. It's a Verizon wireless free-up phone. My mom got it for me at Radio Shack. She got me this slick Nokia phone with airtime minutes included. I can even add minutes as I go. Plus, there's no contracts, no credit checks, and no deposits. And Radio Shack has lots of accessories to go with it, too.
Let me see that.
All right.
Your mom's picking up the tab?
Yep.
Hey, come back.
Thanks, Miss Cooper.
Offer valid from A2301 to 929 and 1C stores for details.
All right, here we go into the night with Unscreened Talk Radio. And Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hello, Art. This is Max, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
Max, is that correct?
That's correct,
Max. Hi, Max. Great to hear from the Virgin Islands. How's our affiliate down there doing?
Doing well. You're big out here. Real
well,
large.
Welcome to the program. How's all of this going down there?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, everybody's apathetic here as well. It's filling the newspapers. We're on heightened security. Our airports and the federal building has been on heightened security as well. So we're probably reacting to it about like everywhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm. Except that the Virgin Islands, kind of like my situation here, depends a great deal on air freight. We depend on truck freight, but there on the Virgin Islands, I would think that you all depend extraordinarily on air freight coming in, don't you?
Well, a lot of that, plus a lot of ships coming out of Miami. I think more ships than air freight for groceries.
Okay, that's right. You have ships. We have trucks.
True. True. I was at your website and looking at the Ed Dames illustration.
Yes.
Just looks like he's got it down to a pinpoint accuracy.
Well, what you would have to say of this is that the guy's got his neck stuck out. He's saying, here it is. Here's what the control command and control nerve center will be like, and here's where it is. That's getting pretty damn specific. You know, a lot of people say, gee, they never get specific. That's pretty specific.
Yeah, I would say so. In fact, I'm wondering if, you know, if it's going to be taken in when they do the investigation, if anybody's going to take this seriously and really check it out.
I don't know.
Any word on that yet.
My guess is that after the attack, in quotes, which is inevitably coming, we'll know something like this.
Yeah, I sure hope they take it seriously, and it'll be a good chance to verify the whole thing anyway.
Do you think the United States should be declaring war before going to war?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think that everybody knows it's coming anyway.
Do you think the president will go to Congress?
Yeah, I believe he will. I think he's already starting in that direction, and I think he's got this, you know, almost global support.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like a classy way to do it, you know, like we used to do it, and it shows the difference between the terrorists and us.
I just received word that the UN and workers with the UN are all pulling out of Kabul right now.
That's a good sign.
That's a sign. It depends on. I don't know if it's good.
It's good in the fact that they're taking it seriously, if nothing else. And, you know, they're realizing that we mean business now. We're not just going to tolerate this.
Yeah, well, they may have had a message from New York, get out now.
Yep. So well, I'd like to see it. I can't wait to watch us go in. I'm going to be glued to CNN, and I'm going to love every minute of it.
I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. I don't think that's the word I would have used. I'm not going to love every minute of it. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot more people killed, but people get killed in war. But I'm just not going to love it. But I'm going to support it. You know, I mean, there is no question about the fact that this is an act of war against the United States, and it's going to be answered. But I'm not going to love it. I suppose some feelings, normal human feelings of justified retribution can't be avoided, right? So I suppose I'll have them, but I don't know about love. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm really nervous. I've always wanted to talk to you, but I haven't actually gotten to get through.
Where are you?
I am in Red Oak, Texas. I am south of Dallas.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Britt.
Britt, okay. Britt. Welcome, Britt.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. I'm actually in the circling pattern for Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Right.
I get a ton of air traffic over me every day for it and several municipal airports around this area, too. And about midnight last night, I'd been watching all this coverage on the television all day long and was just astounded. I'm a young, fairly young, 23.
Right.
Had no clue what it was like back in the 60s living under the threat of nuclear war or anything like that. And this is, I mean, the kind of mentality that had taken over everybody, especially in the early part of the events that happened yesterday.
Tell you something, Britt. In a way, back when we did live under that threat, and, you know, when I was a kid, I was under my desk, duck and cover, you know, here
yeah.
it comes. So I went through that, and in a way, certainly, you know, retrovision is 2020, but we were safer then than we are now. In a way.
Yeah, and like I said, I really didn't have any frame of reference with which to take in this, you know, that was happening yesterday and compare it to anything at all. But last night at about midnight, I walked outside, and I'm in a fairly rural area, and so it was fairly dark outside. And I went out in my backyard and looked up, and there wasn't a single flashing light in the sky.
I know.
And that's when it finally hit and became real to me. I said, something happened today that has absolutely changed this planet, and I look up in the sky, there are no airplanes. It's because this happened today that I watched all day long on television, and now I look up, and it became real at that point. When I looked up, there wasn't a single plane in the sky.
It's the damnedest thing, isn't it? I went into my in my backyard, my back desert, with my wife earlier today, and we both just stood there, and we looked at the sky, and we said, man, this is really eerie, isn't it?
Yeah, and part of you wants to go, hey, for once I get to look up at the stars and not have to disregard the, you know, the flashing lights. But for once I wanted to see them, have that feeling that things were getting back to normal, but they weren't there last night. And as I, you know, it was midnight and a new day was starting. I was just thinking to myself, as this new day starts, you know, none of the days after this are going to be the same. I mean, I'm not saying this is some, you know, cataclysmic event, but things will
definitely
be different.
The end of the world or anything like that. It's not the end of the world.
Probably.
Probably isn't the end of the world. All right, listen, thank you very much for the call. While we're on that subject, this isn't the end of the world, right? There is, we believe, an inaccurate rendition of the Nostradamus prediction on World War III ripping across the Internet out there right now, and I'm going to read it to you. And I believe that it is, while it's close to being accurate, it certainly is not accurate. So I think you can regard this, I believe you can regard this as a hoax. It says, Nostradamus said the following. In the year of the new century, in 9 months, from the sky will come a great king of terror. The sky will burn at 45 degrees. Fire approaches the great new city. In the city of York, there will be a great collapse. Two twin brothers torn apart by chaos. While the fortress falls, the great leader will succumb. The third big war will begin when the big city is burning. Nostradamus. Well, we think that that is not an accurate quote. I think that there is a great deal of it that's accurate. I think the city, or the part about York, is not. But a new city would be sufficient anyway. The person who sent this notes, he said this will be bigger than the previous two. 2001 is the first year of the new century, and this is the ninth month. New York is located at the 41st degree latitude. So we might discuss this a little bit. I don't have the specific words of Nostradamus, but I don't think those were exactly those, them. They're close. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Gary, and I'm from Seattle, out of listening to Como.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate you doing this. I think the country needs this. You know, we've all suffered a great psychic shock, and we all want justice, but I think we all need to be thinking carefully about our steps that we're going to be taking, like you said.
I did the whole program all day long yesterday. I was in shock, and I did the program in shock, and I'm not sure I'm out of it yet. I'm a little bit better today than I was yesterday, but I was really in shock.
Well, you weren't alone. I heard every commentator on TV, and they all said the same thing. They said they felt shocked, so you certainly weren't the only one.
Well, shocked and in shock are kind of different things. I was sort of in a different state yesterday in that it almost, and a lot of it today, too, as I look near ground zero, it almost, you've got to suspend belief. You look at it, it's like a movie.
Yeah, I wanted to comment what you said about the building quickly, because I heard one of the fellow, in fact, it's the famous demolition group that brought down the kingdom up here, and they're known worldwide. He said he looked at that, and it's his opinion that it was the fireball that brought it down. But the other thing I thought it was interesting they said, and it goes along with what you said, there's a huge amount of damage around there. They're expecting two more buildings to collapse. He said the highest building that his group had ever brought down was a 49-story skyscraper, and no one in the world, he thought, even knew before this happened what the effect of bringing such a huge building down would be.
Yeah, well, I don't think they ever bring down buildings quite like that, even though it fell as one of our casinos might fall in Las Vegas, almost straight down, which was amazing, cascading on itself.
In fact, it was a miracle. The people that helped design that are from around Seattle here. In fact, I heard them talking. They said only because of the outside building being designed a certain way did it pancake, otherwise it would have fell over sideways. So we're extremely lucky, because that would have killed a large number of people beyond what it did.
Apparently, once the temperature got to 800 degrees or so, the metal melted and the rest then became inevitable. And I wonder if the people inside the building in all of that time, because there was some indication, some people were told that everything was all right in the building, you know, on PA systems or fire systems or whatever they had, they were telling people it would be all right, and they might not have known it's not going to be all right.
Yeah, I think there's a huge amount of chaos, and I don't really think people knew what was going on outside. Let me bring up two more quick things, and maybe hopefully the rest of the program, some other people might want to discuss this, and then I'll get off here. But since I work here in the town of Boeing, I had talked to a friend of mine. I've only had one other person on the show bring this up who was a pilot. He said this could all have been prevented if the flight crews had not been taken over. Now, what I'm wondering is why no one is talking about why we are not doing this, is reinforcing the bulkheads. And what I think we should be doing is what he said, is we should be putting a bulkhead on there with, like, stainless steel and Kevlar.
Yeah, I always thought the cockpit doors were awfully flimsy, you know, on any plane I've been on.
Yeah, there's simply no way that a passenger, there should not even be a handle on the outside of the passenger could even get in there.
All that said, though, sir, let me ask you about what you think about the people, the men of Flight 93.
Oh, I agree with you. I believe that they were heroes. I don't know if we'll ever know for sure, but I believe that they were. In fact, a friend of mine even brought up an interesting thing we discussed today. The other flight did at the Pentagon, they know now from tracking it, it was headed for the White House, and they think it was going to go to the White House, and
That's right.
The Pentagon was its backup.
That's right.
And he said, because you think about this, the people on there probably didn't know that most of those planes were going to be crashed because they just knew they were taken over. And the people heading for the White House, they were low enough, they might have figured out that they were going to crash it into the White House, and maybe there was a struggle because that plane slowed down and turned sideways.
Well, they knew that one plane had already slammed into one of the towers. We know they knew that, and we know they took a vote. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I mean, you would know almost for sure what would happen if you, without pilots, you know, just as a bunch of passengers who took a vote, went up and rushed the cockpit, you know how that's going to turn out.
I'm just saying, he was just saying that, think of the psychic shock to the nation if they'd crashed it straight into the White House.
Oh, I know.
One other thing, Art, that maybe people want to comment, I'll get off here. We were talking about bin Laden. Bin Laden is being given sanctuary in Afghanistan right now because they're no longer selling as many drugs, and he's paying most of the cost for the Taliban. He also has camps in Pakistan, and vis-a-vis what you talked about last night with Ed Dames.
Right.
I think we should all be thinking seriously now. I think the Congress finally is about terrorism and people coming into our ports and bringing in biologicals and weapons rather than missile shields. Vis-a-vis the Pakistani dictators, they have nuclear weapons.
The problem that we have, and I don't know what we're going to do about this. You may have comments on it. Obviously, we're going to have to begin relinquishing some freedoms in order to have more security, period. That's fact.
Right. Some. But like I said, I'm worried about, you know, we could provoke an entire war over there if we get into Pakistan, and maybe, you know, who knows what will happen, or Afghanistan, and who knows what will happen, because he has camps in Pakistan, too.
Isn't it
maybe
clear?
Maybe the Pakistani dictator will hire, you know, bin Laden's men, who he's trained 10,000 of, to sneak a nuclear weapon into one of our ports.
I know. Listen, I appreciate your call. I know what you're saying, but last night I said to you, and I say again tonight, we have been shocked, we have been saddened, but we sure as hell have not been defeated. They're gonna about find out how undefeated we are as a nation. Sure, it knocked us down, but not out, not by a long shot. However, if as a result of what happened in New York, we have to virtually remove so many freedoms in our quest for safety that we become something other than what we are, you know, a constitutional republic. If so many freedoms are removed that the Constitution Bill of Rights doesn't mean what it once did, then in a way they win. So it's a real dilemma. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Martinez, California.
And your first name?
My first name's Phil.
Phil. Okay.
You know, I'm not going to go for the removing of freedoms. I'm going to go for excessive force against the perpetrators of the crime. I believe that you're right, that there is evil, and I believe that Allah is evil. And I think that we know who all the terrorists are around the world. We know what the organizations are, Hezbollah, Fatah, bin Laden's one. We know who's harboring them. We know where their money goes and who has it. And I think the thing to do is to draw up a list of the leaders of these organizations and their lieutenants and their most active people.
I mean, I want to stop you. I don't think Allah is evil. I think some who follow Allah and do things in Allah's name are evil.
Well, they all profess a hatred of Christians and Jews and a...
No, they don't.
And a need to convert the infidel.
No, they don't all do that.
It seems that way to me.
That's because we're watching the press. You and I are watching the American press, which concentrates on that because it sells. But not all. That's a radical fringe. And listen, we've got radical fringe right here in good old U.S. of A.
No question about it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to succumb to that radical fringe and lose my constitutional freedom. And I think what we can do, Art, is we can draw up a list of every known terrorist, and we can tender it to the Muslim countries and give them 72 hours or 10 days to deliver every one of those people to us, or we can take out Mecca for 1,000 years. And I think that is the way to go. And I think that we take that 72 hours or 10 days and saturate the world media with the idea that these people are doing it to themselves. If they lose Mecca, it's because they are causing the problem.
All right.
And we're not going to let it go on.
I appreciate that. But I think, again, military targets and infrastructure in Afghanistan, if it turns out that he's the guy and they're harboring him, that's the way I think it'll go down. I'm Art Bell. Open lines all night long. This is Coast to Coast AM.
My daughter and I would ever think the same thing is cool.
At home, my boys are like a wrecking ball.
But when they volunteer, they're actually shaping things up.
Hey, they plant a tree at the local park. Clean the place up.
She makes new friends. She has a great time.
My son loves it. He's contributing.
These are nice kids.
The Are You Into It volunteer program is a great way for you and your kids to make a difference in the community while making friends. So, if you're into it, or you think your kid might be, call 4-H toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH. Or visit our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
He can't get him to clean his room, but he loves volunteering.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
Jason Lewis.
Hey, Jason.
You're bringing intelligent people back to radio.
I'm a Democrat that listens to you every afternoon on my way home.
Shakespeare might put it, thou art huge.
Thank heavens for talk radio and shows like the Jason Lewis Show.
You have a knack for finding topics that make a person think.
Every time I see your face at billboard, I just melt.
I hate Jason Lewis's guts.
Jason Lewis.
Minnesota's Mr. Right.
On your way home, 5 to 8 p.m. on AM 1500 KSTP.
It's time to turn in your outdated Dex phone book. The new 2001-2002 white and yellow pages are arriving on doorsteps in the St. Paul area, and the old books can be recycled. Last year's St. Paul area recycling drive resulted in over 750 tons of books being collected. So after you receive your new phone book, help the St. Paul area environment by taking your outdated Dex directories to specially marked containers at participating Cub Foods and other locations throughout the St. Paul area. The phone book recycling drive runs through September 10th.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News,
I'm Dorothy McIntyre. They're remembering the victims of Tuesday's terrorist attack. Hundreds of people gathered outside the White House Wednesday night to sing and pray for the victims of the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and all of those who died in the hijacked planes involved in the attack. National Guard troops are patrolling the nation's capital in military Humvees. Despite the darkness, crews are still searching the rubble in New York City. This rescue worker has been crawling on his stomach looking for victims.
Close to a war zone. I mean, just buildings all collapsed. I mean, on top of each other. Where we were standing, which was like ground level, was actually like the 30th floor.
Officials say the death toll will be in the thousands. Some of the nation's airports reopened Wednesday night after being shut down for more than 30 hours. They are accepting passengers who were diverted after the attacks Tuesday morning. ABC's Jim Ryan is at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
On a normal day, 2,300 flights would take off and land from DFW Airport. On this day, exactly two jetliners lifted off of a runway here at DFW, including that Continental jet bound for Houston with only the crew on board. No passengers. The other aircraft was operated by American Airlines. It carried company employees, specially trained to help survivors and family members of air disasters. That one was headed for Boston. Jim Ryan, ABC News at DFW Airport.
Federal authorities say more than a dozen hijackers are implicated in the terrorist attacks. Justice Department officials say at least one hijacker on each of the four planes was trained at a U.S. flight school. And in Boston, heavily armed FBI agents stormed a hotel looking for suspects. Three people were detained at a Boston hotel, then they were later released. You're listening to ABC News.
Thank you for calling Dish Network. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about your $9 a month TV deal.
Yes, sir.
How many channels do I get for $9 a month?
You get over 100 of America's best channels, all in 100% digital quality.
Well, suppose I wanted ESPN and Fox Sports Net. How much then?
They're both included, so just $9.
All right. Say I want TNT, USA, and TBS.
$9.
Okay, what if I want Disney, Noggin, and Cartoon Network for the kids?
$9.
Okay. Suppose I wanted Discovery, Discovery Health, A&E, and Animal Planet.
Still $9.
CNN?
$9.
Fox News?
$9.
MTV?
$9.
It's the I Like 9 deal only from Dish Network. For a limited time, you'll get 117 of the top channels in digital quality for only $9 a month when you buy any Dish Network system valued at $199 or more. Can your cable company do that? Call 1-800-333-DISH. Prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. So call 1-800-333-DISH today. Dish is it.
Some members of Congress are calling for a declaration of war against the people responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks. Here's Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware.
I think the declaration of war is a bit over the top, not in terms of the damage done to us, but in terms of how who we are declaring war against. It's usually a nation state to declare war against.
Biden is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. More from ABC's Linda Douglas on Capitol Hill.
There is genuine alarm here and anger and grief, and all of those sentiments are very real. But also, these members are speaking to their constituents. The country is outraged about this. They want some action. I would imagine that in the minds of many Americans right now, defense is their core priority. So while bipartisanship is not likely to hold, they're going to find ways to divide pretty soon. This is pulling them together. Not only for the country, but for their own sakes in terms of their faith back home with the voters.
ABC's Linda Douglas on Capitol Hill. Anger over the terrorist attacks has led to sporadic anti-Muslim activity. About 300 people trying to march to a mosque in a Chicago suburb were stopped by police. Mosque windows were shattered in Texas, and a New York man was arrested for an alleged anti-Arab threat. Hollywood is reacting to the terrorist attacks. Warner Brothers is postponing the release of Arnold Schwarzenegger's latest film, in which a terrorist bomb in Los Angeles skyscraper causes a lot of damage. This is ABC News.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up.
Having a hard time connecting with someone who cares? Try the Boys Town National Hotline at 1-800-448-3000. They'll be there to help you when you need it the most, 24 hours a day. They'll even pay for the call. Simply call 1-800-448-3000.
Boys Town National Hotline, how can I help?
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
You save big money, you save big money.
when you shop Menards.
It's a great time to weatherize your home and save big money on your energy bill. Because you can buy now at Menards with no interest or payments till next year. Keep out the cold with a great selection of insulation on sale and pay nothing till next year. At Menards, you'll find the area's best selection of insulation. Great for attics, walls, floors, and crawl spaces. Caulk and weather stripping are also on sale. Find lots more energy-saving ideas at Menards, where you can buy now with no interest or payments till next year. Put in new energy-efficient doors and windows. Install a programmable thermostat. Put in a new fireplace or wood stove. And pay nothing till 2002 when you buy now at Menards. Hurry, offer ends September 16th.
Save big money at Menards.
Kingdom of Nye. From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
It certainly is. Good morning. We are not going to have a parade of experts on this show, nor a plethora of guests. However, if you have been a past guest on this show and have something you wish to contribute to the conversation, I will speak briefly with you, as I said last night. And that would apply, I suppose, to anybody in the category of some kind of expert or somebody who has something to contribute of exceptional quality. If that would be you, then you're welcome to call our network tonight. They're going to screen calls for me. I should have mentioned this last hour. And occasionally we may put somebody on. So my network in Medford, Oregon is area code 541-664-8829. You may call that number now, and they're going to act as kind of a screener for those that really do have a reason to be on the air. That's area code 541-664-8829. Otherwise, it'll be open lines all night long. In a moment, I've got a couple of very important things for you. Just breaking Associated Press, they're now saying that they believe as many as 50, I repeat, 50 people were involved in this plot to do what was done in New York. Now, you think about that a little bit. 50 people involved. How could they possibly have kept anything quiet with 50 people involved? And yet that's what they're saying. One of my sponsors, Lear Financial, has some wonderful new ad copy for me to read, but I am going to deviate from that tonight just to tell you some basic things. Number one, I own gold. I have owned gold for many years. And it's there are lots of good reasons to own gold as a hedge against inflationary pressures. In times when one interest rate cut after another comes slamming in from the Fed, the price of gold begins to rise. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist in the present situation. With the markets closed, the Asian markets tumbled. The European markets tumbled, and when they finally get ours open again, maybe on Friday, one never knows what's going to occur. But one does know that gold is set to really take a gigantic jump. And my sponsor's offer is simple. Very simple. they will send you, free of charge, information that you need to make a decision. If you're curious about it, if you've wondered about it, if you think, well, now maybe the time is right, then you're going to want to call and get their free info. It's a gold profit guide and a brand new audio seminar, which will tell you, even without what has just occurred, how interest rate cuts are absolutely setting the stage for what's about to happen with gold. Believe it. It's worth $29, but it's yours free of charge. Mention, if you mention my name, Art Bell, they'll send it out to you free. So that's a pretty good deal, I would say. Here's the number. You ready? It's 800-474-4259. That's 800-474-4259. I have personally benefited, and you certainly can too, and it's never been a riper time than it is right now. Oh, my, is it ripe. 800-474-4259. You can call right now if you want. I think we had an incorrect number last night, or the previous night. Now, the CC Radio, again, normally $159.95. Tonight, the price remains at $159.95. However, in response to what's happened in New York, the Sid Crane Company and Sanjin, the big manufacturer Sanjin, will donate $20 for every single CC radio sold to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. That's through Monday, September 17th. So every time you buy a radio between now and Monday, you're putting $20 in the hands of the American Red Cross. Pretty good stuff, huh? It's the best radio ever made. It will cut fading by 90%. It will allow you to hear stations you'll never hear on any other radio. It's that much better. It is expensive. Anytime. $159.95. A lot of money for radio. You know, you can buy them a lot cheaper. And that's what you get, too. Cheap. This one delivers the goods, folks. AM, FM, television, audio, and weather. NOAA weather, NOAA weather alert. So if you are ready to make the leap, this sure would be a good time. The number is 1-800-522-8863, beginning at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time in the morning. That's 1-800-522-8863, the incredible C. Crane Company. All right, here we go. Very briefly, going to the mountains of New Mexico, and Richard C. Hoagland, who has wants to say a word or two and has an announcement. Richard?
Hi, Art.
Hi.
It's been one hell of the last couple of days.
Yes, it has.
I know you haven't been, and I haven't been sleeping well either. I keep falling asleep and then having weird dreams, and I think the whole country is in a kind of a paralysis. This is a turning point for something. And I just want to express my heartfelt feelings for the victims and their families and for these. I mean, I really admired what you did for the guys on Flight 93 because I think they really were heroes. I think this is the one little ray that comes out of this. Under times of extraordinary duress, we find what we're really made of.
That's a pretty big ray in my mind. It's incredible what they did. Having their families on board, knowing what was going to happen, they decided, obviously, to end their lives. I mean, that's as big a sacrifice as it gets.
And I also think that maybe the passengers on Flight 77 also should be thought of in a similar vein, because according to Fleischer this afternoon, they had credible intelligence that that flight was the one that hit the Pentagon, was headed for the White House. And for some reason, it didn't.
It diverted.
Diverted.
Right.
But it, and this is important, Art, it hit the wrong side of the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the amount of planning, you just said AP's reporting 50 people involved.
That's right.
We know some of them were training as pilots 15 months ago now.
Right, in Florida, I believe.
An incredible degree of sophistication, organization, planning, money. I mean, this was extraordinarily well carried out. So why would you hit the wrong side of the Pentagon?
I don't know. Why would you change targets? I don't
exactly
know the answer to any of that.
Exactly. So those two things tell me. When I say the wrong side, I mean on the other side from the Navy side, which is where the aircraft hit, was the Secretary of Defense Office, Donald Rumsfeld, and the Joint Chiefs. If you're going to do this, obviously you'd be aiming to take out the top.
All right.
So those two things indicate to me that there was some last-minute problem.
Intervention, maybe.
On that, exactly, on that aircraft.
Maybe, but that's a maybe. You know,
that would, the other one we absolutely know because
we
only took a vote.
That's right. All right, Richard, I believe you have an announcement.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that because of the gravity of the situation and because of the inappropriateness, I think, of doing anything but, you know, going through this as a community, as an American family, I've decided not to appear at the Bay Area UFO Expo in San Francisco this coming weekend. We put a notice on our website with appropriate condolences, as I said, the victims and their families. I've talked to some of the other speakers, and there is a definite sentiment that we should postpone this, and I would hope that people would think of it in that light.
But at the very least, on your own personal part, you will not be there.
Exactly.
I understand completely. Richard, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Good night. Richard C. Oakland, who will not be at that Bay Area conference. It's going to be hard for anything to happen. I mean, everything is being canceled. We seem to be of two minds about this. On the one hand, you may have noticed, everybody's urging everybody to try and get back to normal, whatever that is. I don't think it'll be quite normal again. You know, we turned some kind of corner with this, obviously. And on the other hand, we continue to cancel things, keep aircraft out of the air, and so forth and so on. So it's kind of a mixed message right now. I'm not sure how you can have normal. I understand the urge to try and return to it, or something approximating it, but God, you've got to see this photograph. I'm telling you that Matt Massey sent us. Actually, a number of people sent it to us, but Matt Massey is the one that grabbed us, is the one we had to put up. There's an evil face in this. It jumps right out at you. You don't need Mr. Massey's little diagram on the right of what appears to be the devil to clearly see what appears to be an evil entity in the middle of this impact picture on the building. You can see it by going to my website, artbell.com. Under What's New, the 911 pictures, I think it's the second photograph down now. It'll hit you right in the face. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name's Damien. I'm from Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
And I had a couple quick comments. First, the comment about the bulkheads not being strong enough on airplanes.
Right.
Well, they had to realize that, you know, from what we've been told so far, that they were trying to kill the stewardesses.
Yes, that's
trying
correct.
To get the people out.
That was what they did to bring the crew out, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, most people don't realize that, you know, from what we've seen in past terrorist attacks, that when they take over and hijack airplanes, they don't usually crash them into buildings. So when the pilots, you know, perceived this threat, they weren't thinking that they were all going to die, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Thinking,
of course not. They were thinking they were going to get hijacked and end up at another airport somewhere or a series of airports, and that would end the way most hijackings end. So I'm with you. I understand that. Look, if you've got somebody who's willing to die to accomplish their ends, they're very hard to stop. And I'm not sure the ban on knives and all the rest of it could prevent something like this from occurring again. Maybe a series of things they could do might help. But
yeah, I think maybe better training for the pilots, and maybe having them stay in their cabinet at all possible costs.
You've got to admit, sir, what those people on Flight 93 did that we do know about is astounding.
Oh, absolutely. They should definitely be awarded the highest Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor, I think.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call.
And I had one more comment.
Sure.
I was on the Internet last night, and I know you're talking about Nostradamus. And I had studied a little bit of his work before.
I don't think that's an accurate...
No. I have right here what it was said, and I agree with you. It's not accurate. What was on the Internet, it says, in the city of God there will be great thunder, two brothers torn apart by chaos, while the fortress endures, the great leader will succumb. Third big war will begin when the big city is burning. And then it also says, on the 11th day of the 9th month, two metal birds will crash into two tall statues in the new city, and the world will end soon after. And that really doesn't, that's not consistent with his writings. He usually doesn't have specific dates. He left it very open.
Yeah, but some of it is accurate. It's a sort of a seed of accuracy in there, I think, about the two brothers. I think there was something that Nostradamus...
Yeah, what was really consistent, what I visited several sites last night, was saying the New City would be attacked.
New City is correct. And I think Two Twin Brothers was also in there. I'm not sure about that,
yes.
But I think so. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Greg in San Diego.
Yes, Greg.
You know, I was watching the coverage today, and when they mentioned that Air Force One was one of the targets, some of the commentators began to speculate that, well, one of these rogue airplanes was going to target Air Force One.
Well, no, they pinned them down on that. They said, look, those airplanes and their whereabouts were well accounted for. We knew where they were going, or at least they knew at that point where they were going, so they could not have gotten to Air Force One, so it had to be another threat, and they acknowledged, yes, there was some other threat, which they refused to talk about.
Well, I think, well, see, well, that's good, because I think what it was they probably had some terrorists on the ground close to where they suspected Air Force One would come in with one of these handheld ground-to-air rockets.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, the CIA, the 60 Minutes did a big story way back when that the CIA was supplying those things to the Afghani freedom fighters. When they were taken on the Soviets, I mean, you got to imagine there was a few of those things left around after it was all over.
Stinger missiles. That's right. They were left with many of them, and you could be absolutely right. It could have been that kind of threat, sure.
And they got a heads up on that, and then they just decided to turn that plane to get it out of the possible target range of a Stinger.
Makes sense to me.
You know, something else I wanted to mention, too, talking about what you mentioned before about our loss of freedoms. I saw Tom Daschle do a real short interview on one of the channels today, and he mentioned right off the bat that, hey, people, you are going to lose your freedoms. And right away I thought, boy, there goes the Bill of Rights right out the window. And, we're going to be living like the Soviets did in the 80s.
That's, you know, at one end of the, you know, the radical possibilities of how all this could turn out, that there would be that. But I hope it doesn't go that far, because that means that they really won.
Well, right. I mean, I hope it doesn't either, but it just seems like that's, you know, what's being prepared.
I mean, everybody's saying this is an attack on freedom and liberty and everything we stand for. Well, if it turns us into something other than what we stood for and have been, then they really have won.
Well, for the people who heard his wording, it just sent a chill down my spine. I thought, oh, here it comes. I hope it doesn't happen, but, you know.
I'm with you, sir. Thank you. I hope that we can, in some way, increase security. Everybody's going to understand that. And right now, I understand that as much air rage as there has been around the country, almost everybody is in full, complete understanding of why they're not going anywhere right now, why nobody's going anywhere right now, why air shipments are stopped. And why passengers are either stranded or unable to move as they would have otherwise. Everybody understands. But it is eerie. Oh, God, it's eerie. Out here in the desert, we're right in McCarran's flight path to San Francisco. And so on any given day here, the sky is full of contrails and airplanes. And it's just eerie. It's silent. It's dead. I'm sure many, if not most of you, have experienced the same thing. It's really eerie. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Josh. I'm in Omaha. I'm a 22-year-old college student here.
Yes, Josh.
And I wanted to address the backlash right now in this country against Arab Americans. I myself, I'm half Lebanese, you know.
Yes, sir.
My family, like my dad, is full Lebanese. I have relatives that are. And what made me call is I just was in a gas station on the way home picking up, snack, and I overheard two guys at the counter, and I caught into their conversation, and I heard, you know, that they were saying that we should kill them all and everything, and they were referring to Arabs and, Arab Americans, even people within our country. And, you know, it's the word terrorist has become, you know, synonymous with Arab, you know, in this country right now, and I just want people to realize that terrorists, you know, McVeigh was a terrorist. Stalin, Hitler, you know, could be construed as terrorists. You know, David Koresh, you know, they didn't have any Middle Eastern descent or anything like that. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, this is like a time when we need to come together most of all. And, you know, this is ripping us, you know, apart internally.
These are base instincts. And I agree with you completely. It's horrible. I wonder how we change it, how we try for once not to go there. Or is that just impossible because they are such basic human instincts? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, people do want, they want somebody's head on a platter right now. You know, they're not going to rest until somebody's crucified. And, you know, anger and stuff, it does get in the way.
Yeah, but haven't we come a long way in America from wanting a head on the platter to wanting any head on the platter?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where it crosses the line, is when it becomes internal violence within our country, you know, and people getting, you know, I've seen all day on the news today death threats to different Arab organizations, you know, even Arab organizations who hang their own, you know, American flags outside their places to show their support, you know. And it's just, it's crazy. I want one thing I just, you know, I really think, and I want everybody listening to know, is if you are, you know, feel like that violently towards internal, you know, people inside our own country that are Arab Americans, then, you know, you're no different than the people who did this attack on America. You know, I don't think, anyway. That might be just my opinion, but, you know.
Well, it's my opinion, too. I very much appreciate your call, and I agree with you. Thank you. That's right. Then we don't differentiate, we don't delineate, do we, between those who did it and those of the same skin color or religious persuasion or whatever. And if we don't do that, then we're not much different, are we? And we are different. We don't kill innocent civilians. We don't try and go out and kill innocent civilians. And even when we do retaliate, even if it is massive, I would expect, as I said earlier, for example, with respect to what we might do to the Taliban and Afghanistan, we would go after their military capability, which would be significant. We would go after their infrastructure, which could include some pseudo-civilian type things like power stations, infrastructure things, bridges, that sort of thing. There will be collateral damage, but the difference, albeit in the minds of some a small one, we don't try to kill civilians. We try to accomplish a goal. So we should be different. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Oh, that button is sticky. West of the Rockies, now you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Quentin in San Diego.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess I could continue where the last file left off. I think that this is a test of the hatred within everybody to, you know, to test our own seniority over our emotions. And
that's right.
I mean, the people who perpetrated this atrocity, That's how much they hate themselves already, and they're just wanting somebody else to take the blame for it. And I think I like your term, the quickening, because I think this is all part of the quickening. With, you know, as the vibration on the planet increases,
it surely is.
They're going to see where there's hatred in the world and where there's love in the world. And
yes, and how we react to this is going to define who we are.
Exactly, and I think that the biggest defense we have is to choose love at every turn, because, you know, if we match that hatred, then we're just contributing more of that to the world.
Well, yes, but I don't confuse that with no response. I am fully prepared to respond, and if this fellow did it, if there were 50 involved here in the U.S. and more in Afghanistan, if it turns out that's the way it is, then I have no problem going in and destroying all their military capability and most of the infrastructure of that country. Goodbye. I have no problem with that. Do you?
I think that it's absolutely essential to put these kind of forces back in their place. They can't be invading outward. You know, if people want to live in hatred,
right,
they've got to stew in it in their own misery.
No, you're right. But if, on the other hand, we take it out on Arab Americans, then we're not much different.
No, we're not. And it's I'm really surprised how many people there are who confuse this fanaticism with the Islam religion or the Arab races. Because
I know. It's a, as I said, it's a base instinct of humanity. That's why they had lynch mobs. That's why people who would never have normally joined a lynch mob would suddenly get in. Yeah, string them up. It's a base part of the human brain, you know, that early man brain. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Hello, I'm Dennis Franz, Andy Sipowicz from TV's NYPD Blue. Did you know that every 3 seconds someone needs blood? Or that each year more than 4 million Americans need blood transfusions? And did you know that just one blood donation from you makes a difference? Just one donation from you can save up to 3 lives. Blood donation by healthy adults is an American tradition. By taking just a little bit of time, Americans like you or me can save lives pint by pint. Donating blood is fast, simple, and safe. And most importantly, it saves lives. It's easy. And size, shape, and color don't make a difference to those who receive it. So please become a donor. Call 1-866-FROM-YOU. That's 1-866-376-6968. Just remember, 1-866-FROM-YOU.
Hi, this is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I'm my kid's mom, and I encourage you to be your kid's parent.
While I could also be a father and a parent to children I may have with this woman I'm considering marrying.
You have no more rights to a love life or a new family. You have no rights to that. Your boy had a right to an intact family with a mom and dad. You two blew that. Facing reality and accepting responsibility. Try it. You'll be amazed at the results.
Dr. Laura, weekdays 8 to 11 on AM 1500 KSTP.
Welcome back to the Great American Eye Test. Our first time in the Recognize That Symptom category, what symptoms indicate the onset of glaucoma, one of the serious eye diseases? Glaucoma is a buildup of eye fluid pressure in the eye that can damage the optic nerve and lead to blindness. The question is, what symptoms indicate glaucoma, a disease that affects millions of Americans and frequently occurs in people over 40? This is a tough one, so we'll give you a little more time. Time's up. If you said nothing, you are correct. Some types of glaucoma develop slowly and painlessly with no early warning signs. However, other types are caused by sudden pressure buildup and can be indicated by colored halos or rings around lights and pain and redness in the eyes. So if that was your answer, you're also correct. Never try to diagnose yourself. Take the Great American Eye Test for real by visiting your doctor of optometry once a year.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
This is Bob Davis, 10 to midnight at AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station. Look, you can depend on me for a cathartic release after watching this thing on TV all day. Tune in at 10 o'clock. We will express our frustration, hostility, and anger, which is actually a public service because this is so intense, this whole thing, what's going on television all day long, watching, gathering information. Just come on in, relax, and we'll release all of our anger and frustration in a cathartic way, hopefully be constructive. So join me, won't you?
More than 200 million Americans gambled last year, whether it was buying lottery tickets, betting on horses, or playing the slots. For most people, gambling is fun and safe. But for millions of others, it can become an addiction. Compulsive gamblers have an uncontrollable urge to gamble. They increase their bets to stay in the action and then chase their losses. They will lie, they will beg, they will borrow, and they will steal, all because of their gambling addiction. The end result can be financial ruin, lost jobs, broken homes, depression, and suicide attempts. But gambling addiction is treatable. The Compulsive Gambling Center has been helping compulsive gamblers for more than 15 years. The center offers residential and outpatient treatment for gamblers and family members. To learn about treatment options and for more information, visit the Compulsive Gambling Center's website at www.lostbet.com. That's www.lostbet.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-LOST-BET.
Hey!
The Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nye.
Do you believe in miracles? Evil? Real evil? God? Allah? What do you believe in? You might want to take a glance at a photograph we've got on my website right now at artbell.com, sent by Matt Massey. It's an unaltered, I repeat, unaltered photograph, originally from CNN, giving credit where credit is due. Of the impact on the one of the Twin Towers, second Twin Tower, you look at that and it will blow you away. There is an evil face in that. It's unmistakable. Absolutely unmistakable. Go take a look for yourself. My website, artbell.com, what's new under what's new there on the left. The 911 pictures, I believe it's the second photograph down. And as Matt Massey has said at the end, what do you think? I would like to know, too, what you think about all of this. Open lines all night long. Right here.
Blue Kiwi, the flat rate long distance service that everyone is squawking about, is available for only $34.95. Wouldn't you like Blue Kiwi too? Call 1-800-568-KIWI. No bundled minutes, no special equipment, no change in phone companies. Find out why Blue Kiwi is a rare species in communications. Service may not be available in some areas. Just call 1-800-568-5494. Or www.mybluekiwi.com for details.
Did you know that 500,000 smokers will die this year? It's been proven that smoking kills, and quitting smoking is one of the hardest things anyone can do. How can you tell your mind that you don't want that next cigarette? Stephen A. Williams, a certified hypnotherapist, has developed an incredible stop smoking program that will convince your mind that you don't want to smoke ever again. It's proven safe and entirely drug-free. No patches, pills, or weight gain. No cravings, mood swings, or headaches. And all in the comfort of your own home. This Stop Smoking program is 100% guaranteed to help. It's not too late to save yourself from lung, throat, or mouth cancer, chronic bronchitis and fatigue, shortness of breath, headaches, and loss of self-control. This amazing program will help you stop smoking now. Call 1-877-757-6111. That's 1-877-757-6111. Call now and take advantage of our 30-day risk-free offer of handling, shipping, and handling. That's 1-877-757-6111.
Blue Kiwi, the flat rate long distance service that everyone is squawking about, is available for only $34.95. Wouldn't you like Blue Kiwi too? Call 1-800-568-KIWI. No bundled minutes, no special equipment, no change in phone companies. Find out why Blue Kiwi is a rare species in communications. Service may not be available in some areas. Just call 1-800-568-5494. Or www.mybluekiwi.com for details.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Sweet phone. Yeah. Wait a sec. You plus a wireless bill equals disaster.
Funny. It's a Verizon wireless free-up phone. My mom got it for me at Radio Shack. She got me this slick Nokia phone with airtime minutes included. I can even add minutes as I go. Plus, there's no contracts, no credit checks, and no deposits. And Radio Shack has lots of accessories to go with it, too.
Let me see that.
All right.
Your mom's picking up the tab?
Yep.
Hey, come back.
Thanks, Miss Cooper.
Offer valid from 823-01 to 929 and 1C stores for details.
All right, I'm now getting word that instead of 9 survivors, as originally reported, there are only 5 survivors. That apparently, airing on CNN, I guess, my wife just handed this to me, that they said there are only 5 survivors. I wonder how they could get that wrong. That they have 9 as the figure for, what, the last 15 hours or so. So now we learn it may be just 5 instead of 9. That's remarkable. Well, here's also a remarkable call for you. This is Steve on Canal Street in New York. Virtually, I understand, at ground zero. Is that true, Steve?
Yeah. I'm at the last checkpoint, and I just came in from outside. And we can walk all the way down to Chambers Street, right where the soot and the You know, I mean, today I had to go uptown, and it's starting to get normal up there, but I'm carrying my passport and my, you know, to get past checkpoints and everything. It's not America here at the moment, you know?
Is it really? That's yours? They're checking passports?
Oh, well, yeah, they're checking ID. If you can't get into the neighborhood unless you're a... You can't get below 14th Street unless you're in the neighborhood, and the checkpoints get more and more severe as you go downtown.
And you've got to have more and more of a reason to be there. So you are at the last checkpoint.
Yeah, I've got you know, a decent piece of real estate here in Tribeca. And, you know, I mean, I live and work in the same place like a lot of the artists that have been down here, and they kind of blew up our neighborhood.
Well, Steve,
I saw the second one fall. I stood there and watched with all my neighbors, you know.
Steve, I saw Fox go in virtually to Ground Zero earlier today, and it appears not to be just the Twin Towers, but damn near 10 blocks on each side.
No, not 10 blocks. It's, you know, they fell straight down. So you've got, they haven't even, like, all the windows blew out on the other side of the West Side Highway, but those buildings should survive. And it's just cutting over to Broadway and Liberty Street right now. And, of course, those things are going to come down. I mean, the news you must be getting elsewhere, but there's just so many, like... It's just, I mean, we just came in from outside. I have not gone south from my house until tonight. And we took a walk down there, and we hung out in the old school bar was open. And it was a weird mix of people. I mean, you had firefighters, you had people getting off duty, Con Ed. You had the locals all in there. And it was just, that was, it was like going into a church, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, only one's alien here right now in the National Guard, but I think they're doing all the work, so, you know.
You said it smelled like a crematorium.
Yeah, right now I'm sitting out, I'm walking onto my street, because I've got a ground floor, I've got a whole ground floor here. And my street is one block south of Canal, so all the police have turned into their parking lot, you know, and this is where, like, they coordinate and they sleep in their vans before they go back down. And it's weird. You walk around, it's just zombies. And it's like, I don't want to go above Canal Street because it's normal up there. And everywhere else in America, it's sort of normal. And, I mean, my business shut down. I'm just sitting here. I mean, all my neighbors came out. We played baseball a little bit, but we're New Yorkers, so then we said goodbye. Everybody's just a zombie, and it's weird because everyone in the neighborhood, the neighborhood's filled with people, but they're all strangers to the neighborhood. So I walk out with my dog, and even though I'm, like, below this line, it's like I'm a, you know... it's sort of like I'm familiar with the place, you know?
Yeah, sure.
What I said, some of the interesting things I saw was this one guy talked to me as, like, we saw the second building fall down, and it was like a wave of people coming from downtown, uptown, half covered in soot and stuff. And then they all sort of left, and it got quiet, and then it was like a wave pulling back, and all these people with cameras and onlookers and, like, almost vermin came flying back into the neighborhood, you know?
And
now everybody's pushed out above Canal Street, and, you know, I can just walk around. I can walk anywhere I want.
I understand. Steve, to me, it looked like, you know, all the movement of the people you were talking about. I saw those photographs myself. It looked like a scene out of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. See, I had no idea. Since a few hours after it happened, they cut off cable and everything down here. I've got AM radio on my computer. But I haven't seen any visuals since I saw it live and then a couple of hours of tape afterwards. So I've been cut off any visuals, so it's only when I'm remembering an AM radio.
Well, the rest of New York actually may return to, in quotes, normal a little quicker than the rest of the country.
Oh, I know. Any second, they're all there. I'm already getting calls from uptown wanting me to work. You know, and I'm like, I'm a photographer. I had to turn down a cover shoot. I couldn't get a Dunkin' Donuts cup because they blew up my Dunkin' Donuts. And that was one of the things I had to photograph in the shot. I had to pass it off. And I can't work anyway because I'm, like, living it. It's like they root out here. It's dusty.
That's exactly what it looks like.
A piece of skin fell on me today.
A piece of skin?
Mm-hmm. Floated down. I looked at it. Dust fell on my nose. I picked it up, and it had the little hash marks.
Oh, my God.
In it. And as the wind changes here, it gets stinky, and then you air out the house. You know, the best thing that somebody said to me was one of the guys running up sort of in shock. He had seen a whole bunch of people fall out the building. It was right across the street at the 3 Financial Center, whatever it was, a messenger guy. And on his way up, he saw this very well-dressed businessman, and he was just shocked. He's like, how are... And he was a friend of his. They talked to each other all the time.
And he said, you know, what's going on? He said, and the guy just looked up and said, my brother's on the 101st floor, and then the thing fell down. This guy came, this messenger dude, he found an old lady that was, like, really just trying to get out of there, pushed people out of the way, got her out, and ended up talking with me and my neighbors on the corner for quite a while. And he said, you know, I just got this job, and I love coming to work every day. Every day I'd come in, and I'd look up, and it'd be like two gold bricks shining in the sun. You know, talking, you know, they got a little crackheady, and I let go of them. But it's...
A lot of the networks, Steve, are doing these long-range panoramic shots of the New York skyline. It's like a face with a couple of teeth missing. It's the damnedest thing to even look at.
The bar I was just at has been there for a long time. There's old photos all over the place without the Twin Towers in it.
Huh.
And it was kind of interesting, you know? Then we had a scare earlier that, you know, something was going on at Empire State Building. It just sort of dawned on me. If that went away, I mean, we'd look like the rest, you know, we wouldn't look like who we are here. You
no,
know?
You wouldn't look like New York anymore, that's for sure.
And the thing about it, too, it's like New York is such an international place. It's, I don't know, I mean, regardless of politics and lots of different things, obviously we are a target, and those two big trophies, we're a target, but it just seems like New York would be the one place the rest of the world wouldn't have a problem with. There is no racism, honestly, here. You know, we
no,
don't
it's
riot
too much
over
too much
things.
Of a melting pot for that. Much more too
you
much
know?
Of a melting pot for that. So there really isn't all that
and
much
it just
racism.
Seems like what a weird target to be. You know, it's yeah, obviously we are the target. You know.
You, in New York and Washington, D.C., New York as the financial capital and Washington, D.C. as the political capital, obviously.
Yes.
Simple as that. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Steve, just about a ground zero in New York. Of course. I mean, what they hit and why they hit it are obvious. The financial capital and the political capital. Duh. What's missing, though, is why? What national policy of the United States do they want changed? What demands are they making? Isn't it odd that there would be such a large, complicated terrorist action and there would not be some sort of verifiable claim? And then, of course, the usual diatribe of what they want changed. Otherwise, all we can suppose is that the motive, and the only motive for doing this, was to scare the hell out of us. And so you might infer from that that the further motive would be to turn this into a sort of a police state to, through fear, achieve what could be achieved no other way, and that is have us turn our back on our own freedoms. Something to think about. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Jeff in Yuba City.
Hello, Jeff.
I have a large Arab American population in our area,
mm-hmm.
and I have a teenage boy, and I don't want him to have misdirected anger and such, but the media shows Palestinians dancing in the streets over this psychotic, horrendous act, you know, where they've killed innocent women and children.
Yes.
And I don't know how to explain to him that he shouldn't hate these people the way they hate us. They're showing women and children partying over the death of our loved ones. And if anyone has any suggestions on how this is supposed to be justified in the eyes of my child, I would love to hear.
Well, I think what you might have to do is sit down and talk to your child about hatred, about human instincts and about hatred. And I don't know how else you do it, because you're right. The images are going to absolutely provoke that. In a primitive part of our brain, there's going to be a reactionary lynch mob mentality instantly. And I don't know how you just have to sit down to and talk to them about hate and morality. And I don't know.
Right. I'm having trouble dealing with these feelings myself, you know.
Yes.
I went to get gas in the morning, and a guy pulls up in a turban, and I actually started walking towards his car, and I realized it was the old guy from the Quickie Mart, and I got a grip on myself, but it really sickens me, you know. And I think if I was an Arab American at this point. I would dress up like a Mexican or stay in hiding or something because I'm a very peaceful, passive, rock and roll guitar player guy, nonviolent.
I hear you.
I am having these feelings.
I hear you, and I take your call really to heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. I do really take that call to heart, and you should too. It may well be that for the great masses, there is no, we are not yet to the point where we can successfully deal with our own primitive feelings. Oh, I don't know. That's pretty scary to hear him talk about that. That's pretty scary in a way, isn't it? And yet it's also, at a base level, very understandable, but scary. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Terry in Mobile, Alabama.
Hi, Terry.
I have the correct quatrain for you, the one that all the Nostradamus experts said after the 93 explosion applied.
All right. Well, you heard me read what's flying around on the Internet, right?
They made that up.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Nostradamus quatrain. I have a number of books.
Okay. Read it to us.
Sir, Century 10, quatrain 49. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Century 10, quatrain 49. Garden of the world near the new city, in the path of the hollow mountain, it will be seized and plunged into the vat, drinking by force the waters poisoned by sulfur. After the 93 bombing, this is the one that all the experts put into their books, is the one that refers to the Twin Towers.
I didn't hear a reference to the Twin Towers. In what you just read.
Okay, the new city, New York, Garden of the World, Garden State, New Jersey.
Got that.
Okay, Hollow Mountains is how Nostradamus describes things he can't understand, skyscrapers.
Well, that's
Nostradamus expert.
That's a leap.
Right, and I think the one on the Internet is just totally invented. I think they're all a leap. The man wrote everything so ambiguous you could apply it to almost anything.
Well, he was trying not to get killed.
Yeah. Art, I used to work on the flight line in an international airport, and it's extremely difficult to get any kind of a weapon onto an airplane. The tools that I used in doing my job...
Sir, you know, guys who are in jail make a little thing called a shank.
Right.
And where there could be no weapons, there are weapons. And they kill people with shanks. They stab them with these sharpened objects in jail.
Well, I'm not a criminal. I know how to take a gun onto an airplane because of the training I got before I worked on the flight line. And because of that, I'm sure that anyone doing their job will prevent such a thing from happening.
Well, I don't know that such a thing can be prevented. That's what I was just trying to say. If somebody is willing to give their life for a cause... If they're willing to die for a cause, then they stand a better than even chance of getting away with it. And that's how this happened, I think. These people were more than willing and prepared to die to achieve their goals. And in three of the aircraft, they did. In one of the aircraft, they didn't. So what is that? A 25 chance of success if you're willing to give up your life? They can prevent knives. They won't give out steak knives anymore, not even to the first class passengers. Well, I suppose where there's a will, there's a way. And so ultimately, how we deal with this, I just don't have the slightest idea, and I'm sure the people in authority are grappling with that exact problem. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Art. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. How are you?
Geez, you know what? The last few days, I feel like I'm in a dream. None of this seems real, and I can't believe this is happening. It's just unreal.
I know. I feel the same way. I go through long periods of sort of disbelief, and I'm sure sort of a continued state of shock about this. Yeah.
I walk the streets. You could hear a pin drop on the ground. Everybody's quiet. No one's talking.
Wait a minute. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in North Hollywood, California.
North Hollywood. All right.
Yeah.
So even there, it's that quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet. People are walking around just looking at each other. And I see other people, you know, some people that look maybe Middle Eastern. It's ironic. I see people staring at them really hard, like with hatred.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, what's happening to us, you know?
Well, Steve was wrong about one thing. Steve from New York, who was on here a little while ago, almost to ground zero. He was wrong about one thing. The rest of the country has not yet, by a long shot, even despite calls for it, returned to normal. We're not back to normal.
No. Not the slightest. What's really scary about this, I'm not really scared about what happened in New York. I'm scared our country, this is a gem of a country. We're so clean, and our country has never been touched. It's been seriously scarred, and it's been nice, basically, in a horrible way, and this has never happened before. The only thing that comes close to it is when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, right?
So everybody has said, but it's my view that this is a far more cowardly act than was Pearl Harbor. I think you're going to find more people were killed in this attack than Pearl Harbor. But in this attack, the difference is that they went after civilians, innocent civilians, women, children, business people. It was a civilian target, at least at Pearl Harbor. Though it was a dastardly sneak attack, the Japanese were trying to disable our military capability to project power into the Pacific for obvious reasons, with the war beginning, right? In New York, there was no such effort. This is pure terror.
Right. Well, it's not 100% pure terror because they hit our thinking tank, the Pentagon. That's where all the people, the men and women, think and design ways of counterattacking other countries in case they do attack. If they attack the Pentagon, that spells out war. The President of the United States is just, the media is now being issued to change the words on the screen from where it says terror in America to America under attack. That's tomorrow, in the next few days, that's going to be on all the screens. It's going to be America under attack. The terror word is going to be removed from it. It's going to switch to America attack.
Under attack so that psychologically we begin thinking about this in a new way.
That's correct. And right now, I've talked to a few friends in the media, and they think absolutely positively for sure. You remember what we did to Japan?
Yes.
This country isn't going to take anything like this. We always, when someone harms us or threatens
sir,
us...
Can you hold on?
Yes, I can.
All right, we've got a break coming up that I can't avoid. Stay right there. From the high desert, in open lines all night long, this is Coast to Coast AM.
No, I would not give you false hope on this strange morning day. But your mother and child, your woman, is only a motion away. Oh, little daughter of mine, I care for the life of me. Remember a Saturday.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I am? This is Jackie Mason. You know why I'm here? To protect your house. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, who is he to protect my house? You're probably wondering what kind of a joke this is. This is no joke. This is a serious matter about wildfire. Wildfire all over America has been destroying homes throughout this country. It's a lot more dangerous than you think, and this is a very serious issue. Be careful to make sure the leaves and the brush around your house area is immediately eradicated so that, in God forbid, in case of a problem, your house will be protected. And that's more important than any message you've heard this week. Your own home is your castle. It's your life. It's everything you have on this earth that matters. That's where your children are, your wife is. Well, I don't know about your wife, but your children. And if you want to protect them, this is what you ought to do. Look up your internet and look for firewise.org. If you don't have a computer, write to Firewise, Washington, D.C., 20240, and tell them Jackie Mason, I reminded you to take care of your house. Thank you.
Rush Limbaugh.
Read virtually any newspaper in America. If you missed that, turn on NBC. If you missed that, watch CBS. Go anywhere else on TV. But if you miss the Rush Limbaugh program, there's nowhere else to go. Except the Rush Limbaugh website, www.rushlimbaugh.com. Yes, every night we update the site with the full contents of that day's program.
Rush Limbaugh, mornings at 11 on AM 1500 KSTP.
Hi, I'm Roma Downey. There's something important you can do to help your child develop properly starting at birth. Have your baby's hearing tested and follow up on any advice you're given. It's easy, inexpensive, and can help you protect your child's ability to learn. For more information, contact the American Speech Language Hearing Association on the web at asha.org or call 1-800-638-8255.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. The death toll from Tuesday's terrorist attacks could be in the thousands, according to New York authorities. ABC's Dave Marish is near the site of the rubble where the World Trade Center used to be.
82 people are known to have died here. The mayor of New York has requested 6,000 body bags. Those two numbers give you, I think, a very good sense of how little has been penetrated of this wreckage and how much more horror there is to be uncovered.
ABC's Dave Marish in New York. In a somber late-night session on Capitol Hill, the House voted 408-0, approving a bipartisan resolution vowing retaliation for the terrorist attacks. During the marathon session, California Democrat Maxine Waters made her case for the resolution.
We're good people. We do not deserve to have innocent Americans' lives destroyed by evil minds that plot and plan sneak attacks on our establishments, our structures, and our people.
Yesterday, the Senate also voted unanimously in favor of the resolution. President Bush went to the Pentagon yesterday to personally inspect the damage from the terrorist attack and to thank the crews working at the scene.
Coming here makes me sad on the one hand. It also makes me angry. And our country will, however, not be cowed by terrorists.
In Boston, three people detained by FBI agents have been released after authorities apparently decided they had no connection to the hijacked flight. Officials say investigators have identified more than a dozen hijackers who took part in the attacks and have linked them to terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. You're listening to ABC News.
Larry King here with some things you may not know about the healthy heart supplement garlic. I didn't say garlic. I said garlic. Garlic's a world leader in product potency. And since garlic has been clinically shown to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, for me, that makes garlic dietary supplement the one to trust. Just one tablet daily. Garlic's unique freeze-dried method traps the power of garlic in a natural odor-free tablet. Help keep your heart healthy with garlic, as in unique. Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving computer electronics or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure in the campus nearest you, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-521-0200.
The FAA's grounding of the nation's planes after Tuesday's terrorist attacks has led to a passenger boom for the railroad. More from ABC Steve Walsh in Denver.
The nation's passenger trains are running full with the airlines being grounded. And Jeffries is waiting for the eastbound for Chicago.
The fact that we've been here 4 hours and we'll have to wait a little longer does not bother us at all.
She and her family have chair car seats all the way to Penn Station, New York. It's a 3-day trip.
We're just glad to be going home.
Railroad officials say all trains are sold out, some local routes with standing room only. But in the seemingly grand tradition of the railroads, most trains are hours late. Steve Walsh, ABC News, Denver.
Some of the airports have reopened for passengers today. In Tokyo, the Nikkei closed up nearly 3 points, or a fraction of a percent. One investment analyst says stock markets around the world generally don't know what to make of the situation. In his words, confidence is weakened by uncertainties over the long-term impact of the recent terrorist attacks in the U.S. Stocks in Asia are mixed today. The U.S. markets could reopen on Friday. This is ABC News.
I'm talking to a real-life Geico auto insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelope. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Do It Best is the name of several locally owned hardware and lumber yards in the area, like Lampert's Do It Best Lumber Yards, where they continue the tradition of improving people's lives by being a quality provider of building materials for your home. Visit these Lampert stores on U.S. Highway 8 in St. Croix or on Keller Avenue in Amory. Then there's Chaska Do It Best Building Center in Chaska, a spacious store carrying everything you would expect from a hardware and building center and many things you wouldn't expect. Chaska Do It Best Building Center, a mecca for the Chaska do-it-yourselfer on East Highway 212 in Chaska. From the makers of Vice Grip Tools, new Quick Grip Spring Clamps. Quick Grip Spring Clamps are lightweight yet strong. They have jaws configured to hold odd-shaped objects, soft pliable pads to protect your work, and non-slip handle grips. These powerful new tools will not take up much space or weight in your toolbox, and you'll find thousands of uses for them. Look for special in-store coupons this month featuring Quick Grip at participating Do It Best retailers.
KSTP Twin City forecast for this morning, partly cloudy, down to 49 degrees in these pre-dawn hours. Later this Thursday, high is 63 with partly sunny conditions. With the recent tragedy in our country, AM 1500 KSTP, Channel 5, Channel 45, and KS95 are working together to help the families touched by the disasters in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. We ask you to help these families in need by donating money to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. Please call 612-871-7676 and speak with one of our Hubbard Disaster Relief phone personnel to help all that you can. Thank you. Now back to Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on AM 1500 KSTP.
In the Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222 or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
It certainly is. Due to the loading on my website right now, it's down to an absolute crawl. So please be understanding. It's just absolutely getting slammed. And if the powers that be out there, which are by the servers, would please do something about it, we would appreciate it. We understand we're getting slammed. But let's pay attention out there. All right, listen, in a moment, the world's expert on Nostradamus with us for a quick moment to straighten us out on what's going out all over the Internet, this wild thing that Nostradamus supposedly said that is only partially correct, a nugget of truth in it. We'll find out what the whole truth is because I've got the expert on Nostradamus, the world expert, John Hogue, coming on in a moment. Suppose I told you that you could begin feeling younger, and then as the weeks and early months went on, you would begin to actually look younger. That not only would you feel invigorated and great, but that as time went on, your wrinkles would begin to fade, actually going backwards, getting younger. It is true. It can be done. It really can be done. Enhanced sexual performance, better looking skin, enhanced immune function. You'll exercise like a kid, improved memory, sharper vision, better cholesterol profile, regeneration of the main vital organs like heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, mood elevation, stronger bones, younger and younger. That's what it's all about. That's what HGH is, human growth hormone. Two types. One you can inject that I'm sure you've seen on TV, and the other that we sell, Ultimate HGH, which causes your own body to produce more of its own HGH. Same stuff, same effects. Want to try? The regimen is about $33 a month. That's not a lot, really. Not for this. Typical competitive products are in about the $100 per month range, so we think it's a good deal. Plus, we'll include a $20 book all about HGH, so you can read about what's going on with you. The number is 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. Now, remote viewing. By the way, Ed Dames, a drawing of exactly where he believes the command and control center for all of this will be found is on my website also. That's also contributing to it getting hit so hard right now. You've heard me talk a lot about remote viewing, of course, and SciTech, the company that ushered all this in from the military. Well, SciTech has developed a brand new breakthrough video teaching system that you can use to foretell future events, learn how to see and chart your future, anything you want, your career, your perfect mate, your date of death. I wouldn't do that, though. Want to discover medical cures, future technologies, missing people, or hidden treasures? I know, it seems unbelievable, but our own government was with it for 10 years and to the tune of $20 million. SciTech is prepared to send you a free video on technical remote viewing. This will introduce you to it, and you can decide from this if you want to move on. But it's free if you call now, 1-800-600-4001. Anyone can do it. All you need is SciTech's TRV training tapes, but this will introduce you to it all. Call now for their free video kit at 1-800-600-4001. You can visit them, by the way, online at TRV, as in Victor, that's TRVtapes.com. So there you have it. Let's get back to it, shall we? As promised, the man who is regarded by many as the world's expert on Nostradamus, I'm sure will have something to say about what's going around on the Internet right now, supposedly quoting a Nostradamus quatrain as sounding just like what happened in New York. Hello there, John.
Hello, Art.
John Hogue. John, have you been getting copies of this?
My website, like yours, has been slammed. Starting from 5 o'clock this morning, from Britain, the Daily Mirror in London, to people from Singapore, India, everywhere, asking me, is this prophecy that's going around about the city of York, etc., is it real?
Is this really what Nostradamus said? And the answer to that is?
Absolute fraud.
That's what I thought.
It is a fraud. I have looked through my computer graphics of all 36,000 words of everything Nostradamus ever said in prophecy. It is absolute fraud. It never was written in 1564, as it presumes in some of the indexes of this prophecy in Internet explanations.
Let me ask you this, John. When I read it, it sounded... authentic. Now,
yes.
I thought there's probably a seed of something he did say within all of this. Is there?
Yes, there is, because I think this is the same fool who put out the village idiot prophecy during the presidential election controversy. And I think he's learned his lesson a little more. And what he's done now is taken a line from here and from there of authentic Nostradamus prophecies.
Okay,
completely out of context.
What part of this is authentic in any way?
Well, the bits and pieces of it are from Century 10 of Quatrain 72, about the year 1999, 7 months. The King of Terror will descend from the skies. That's been stolen from there. Some of the issues about two great brothers at war, that's been stolen from the Castor Pollock's prophecies about Hungary and the Hungarian Revolution. And a few other things with insertions that link it all together that are totally spurious.
All right, so he just cherry-picked a bunch of stuff and made up the rest of it, and that's what it is. And so everybody can regard it as a fraud.
And I would only add that this is the kind of thinking that a fundamentalist mind does with all kinds of scriptures, whether it be the Quran or the Bible or Nostradamus.
Here, here.
They put their bias and their prejudice, and they find the things that suit it, and they pluck it like a ransom note and put it together and frighten the world.
I've got it. John, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, my friend. So there you've got it from the expert on Nostradamus. You can, when that one shows up on, in your email, you can just delete it like you would a virus. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, well, first thing I wanted to say, I'm just totally outraged about all the innocent people that died. And people that are rejoicing and parading around, you know, that just irks me. And I was watching the news tonight, and they were saying one hijacker was trained at a U.S. flight school.
It may be more than one.
Maybe more than one.
That's right. Yes, they're looking into flight schools in Florida and elsewhere, presently.
Oh,
that's true.
I mean, I believe, I hope Bush would do the right thing just to go in there and clear them out that are responsible for all this.
What would you see done? Clear out now. What do you mean?
I mean, just cut them out. I mean, get rid of them. Take them off the face of the earth. And if they could make a law of not letting the Iranians or Iraqians or Palestinians ever to step foot in this country, that would solve a lot of problems, I believe.
So just don't let any more Palestinians or Arab people in? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, yes, that's what I'm saying, but never to let them step foot in our country. Because, they take over, they, get these businesses going. It's taken, from the United States, the people of the United States.
All right.
I hope, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not necessarily happy with what I'm hearing from you, but I'm here.
Well, I'm sorry that you're not happy. American.
But what you're doing is indicting an entire people for what a fringe radical group has done. Now, there may be cause to, as the president said, go after the government that harbors these murderers, these terrorists, but that doesn't mean to go after a whole people as you would do there. That's exactly, frankly, what I've been talking about tonight and others have been talking about tonight. God, that's dangerous. It's our primal selves. I understand that, but we can't do that. Not without being what they are or turning ourselves into something other than what we thought we were or are. We've always had our hands open to the world's underprivileged. And I know it's not politically popular these days to retain those sentiments, but they were written there for a reason. And if these terrorists manage to change us into a police state so we're all safe for our own good, or they turn us into haters so much that we turn into a virtual lynch mob, then they have succeeded. I'm all for a heavy response, but an appropriate response. An appropriate response is to go after these people, Bin Laden and company, and kill them. Now, what might that mean? Let's fully understand. What might that mean? Does that mean safe, easy, let's push the button on cruise missiles? No, it means more than that. We've missed Bin Laden that way plenty of times. What we will have to do if we really want to get him is to go in and get him. To put U.S. Marines, as we always have, on the ground in Afghanistan, no small matter, and go and get him and kill him. Or bring him back and put him on trial and kill him. Then as far as the country of Afghanistan and other countries that have harbored people like this, if that's what turns out to be true, and it's certainly going in that direction, we have every right then to take apart their military capability, take apart their infrastructure. But we dare not go beyond that. We dare not begin killing civilians because then we are as they are. And so that kind of call just really scares the hell out of me. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hey, Art, I'm still on hold.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, as I was finishing that, all the news media put an attack on America. This terrorist word is gone, and we're going to go and we're going to do something. Like I said, Pearl Harbor.
I'm sorry. I should have come back to you. I did put you on hold. I apologize. I'm sorry. You're exactly right. They began this as terrorism comes to America with a lot of other headlines, and now it's attack on America everywhere.
That's correct. Because yep. they're trying to follow what Bush is doing right now. He's meeting with a bunch of different countries right now and connecting up, making sure that they support us. Because what we're about to do, a lot of people will look at it just as bad as they are, because there's going to be casualties what we're going to do. If you remember Pearl Harbor, why the world looks at us, the Japanese attacked us, we used a new technology called the A-bomb on them, and it dropped them to their knees, and it stopped it. If we do not do anything radical, it's going to happen again. Remember that building was attacked once, and we let it go. We said, okay, we're going to bring them back to justice, and look what happened now. They killed 50,000 Americans. We're going to have to send a message. We're going to have to tell the world that, hey, you never do this to America, and this is what's going to happen to you. We're going to do something that the whole world's going to go, oh, my God, they're serious. That's what Bush is going to do. He's going to do something incredibly serious, and the whole world's going to be just as scared and just as shaken about what we experienced just right now. Our country is going to take this ever from anyone ever again.
But would you think that before we do anything at all, before we attack or whatever it is we're going to do, that we get a regular old a declaration of war?
We may. He's looking forward, moving forward towards a declaration of war. That's what he's moving on right now. And this will be, he's going to do something fast, quick, and something that gets a big response from the whole world. And there's many other factions of this terrorist group, not just one, that are multifaceted. We can't attack them all. It'd take too much time and bankrupt our country attacking all these points. We can't do it. We have to hit one target so damn hard that the rest of these terrorists that want to plan on doing this again are going to think twice. They're never going to do it again. We want to scare the crap out of them. That's what George Bush is planning to do.
You know what? I'm all for doing that, but I don't think that what we can do is to just sort of, for example, go after civilians. For example, drop a nuclear weapon on Kabul or something like that. We can't do something like that.
Pakistan, I don't know. Maybe they'll fly over and drop letters on the that area and say, look, innocent citizens, leave this area now. There's going to be a major event that will happen in this particular area. Just evacuate the city. We did that with Japan, I believe. We dropped letters that stated, you know, get out of this particular area. Something's going to happen. We don't want innocent people hurt any more than anyone else does, but there has to be a message sent that America can't be touched like this.
All right. I appreciate your call. I don't agree with your comments. I don't think we can do that. I think that we can have it. We can certainly, and we do have the power to initiate a devastating attack. I mean, you can take a country apart without intending to kill innocent civilians. There's always what's called collateral damage, and there are going to be innocents who die. But it's intent that matters, and we don't have to intend to kill civilians. Because if we do, then how do we measure the difference between what we're doing and what they did? Huh? If we drop an atomic bomb or something on civilians, how do we measure the difference between them and us? No, I think we can hit very, very hard without doing that. I think we can deliver an unmistakable message to any country that would harbor people who would do something like this. Absolutely unmistakable. But not that. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I wanted to say that I think the American people are being led around by the nose by like fools by the corporate media in this country. And
In what way?
In the way that all of these so-called experts you talk about are proven psychological warfare liars. These people in the CIA and the different alphabet shadow government organizations.
All of them, sir?
East of the Rockies, call toll-free 1-800-825-5033.
Top officers...
Okay, all right, hold on. You need not give me a litany of names. I'd rather you don't, actually.
No, but I'm talking about former officers who've come out of the cold and have said that their own agencies have lied, have peddled propaganda to justify bellicose operations against countries around the world, have fabricated propaganda, and I think people who know better are pretending not to know better throughout the media.
Oh, listen, we no question about it. We propagandize our own people, always have, just the way every other country of the world does with their people.
Period. I think it's particularly dangerous right now. I think if you're going to serve the public, you should have somebody on from Covert Action magazine, some of these former CIA and DIA officials.
Well, haven't you noticed I'm not doing that stuff. I'm leaving that to others.
Well, check out Covert Action magazine and their org website, because I think what we're going to find out here is that this is a deliberate plan to threaten what's left of our democratic rights. I think the people in the Pentagon and these demagogic politicians in the White House and Congress are drooling at the prospect of seizing on and twisting and perverting this situation, leaving out the fact that the United States has, contrary to what you said, killed millions of people around the world, from the 3 million people in Indochina with saturation bombing, with flechette bombs, with Agent Orange in Indonesia and in Latin America. Millions were killed as a result of CIA overthrows of governments, the support of and arming and training and creation of death squad regimes that have killed hundreds of thousands of people in Guatemala, El Salvador, Latin America, and for instance now in Iraq. According to Progressive magazine, they've got an article by a man who's got DIA, Defense Intelligence.
Pause. Hold on. Pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. If you had been the guy in charge during the years that there was an honest-to-God challenge. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Being that quiet causes you to tumble, right?
No, I just dropped my phone.
All right. We'll try it again. If you'd been the guy in charge during the years that communism was flourishing and spreading, because that was the only way it could survive, and you were in charge of liberty, freedom, and the American way, what would you have done? I know that we overthrew some governments. I know that we did
this
things.
Has nothing to do, well, I don't believe it had anything to do with protecting our freedoms.
Well, sure it did.
If you look at it had nothing to do with
Sir,
that.
Sir, if the communists wanted to take over the world, which they did, you do acknowledge that, don't you?
I absolutely do not, because the United States had the thousands of bases around the world as projected forces, whereas they had their forces around their borders primarily. The amount that the United States, in support of U.S. transnational corporations, had around the world was totally.
So in other words, then you don't think the action, for example, that we took in Korea was justified?
No, I think people have got to see the hidden history of the true history of something like that, and in Afghanistan.
All right, I'd like to point out to you. I appreciate your calls. Goodbye. But there are hidden histories on both sides, and I know that we haven't been angels. I know that we have had covert operations, and we've overthrown governments or had them overthrown, and we've done our own assassinations and all the rest of it. Anybody who would think otherwise is naive. But to suggest we are the evil incarnate, and then probably to go on and suggest that what happened in New York is just punishment for that evil nature and the evil that we have done throughout the world is crazy. Absolutely crazy. We have behaved as we've had to behave internationally. We've been dealing with the Russians and Chinese now and many others who do not wish us well. And we've had to get down there in the trenches and fight with them. And that's not always a pretty thing. And so we have not always acted in a pretty way. But still, as I look at our Constitution, even our corporate nation. See, I'm on your side there. Sure, we're a nation of corporations, so what? We do have something that the rest of the world does not have, by and large. We have these precious freedoms. You and I may certainly agree that they're, to some degree, threatened by what's going on right now. The rest of it sounds like party line to me. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
My name's Mary Ellen, and I'm calling from Southeast Oregon.
Yes, Mary Ellen.
And it's been very conspicuous by its absence. But I looked it up in the almanac and discovered that September the 11th was Muhammad's birthday.
Really? Really?
I did not know that.
Like I say, it's been conspicuous by its absence.
Nobody's mentioned it, huh?
Not a soul. Television, radio, nothing.
Well, now you have. I have not heard it before. No one's mentioned it to me, so about its conspicuous absence, you're absolutely right. I really appreciate your calling our attention to that.
Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome. Thank you for making it. I'm Art Bell from the High Desert. This is Coast to Coast AM.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long. For so long. Listen to the strangest stories, wondering where it all.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Tom Wheeler, President and CEO of the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association, on behalf of the wireless phone industry.
When driving a car, we all deal with distractions. Your wireless phone shouldn't be one of them. A wireless phone can be a great safety tool. It's up to you to use it safely. Ask yourself, is this call necessary? And will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? If you do use your phone, follow some basic do's and don'ts. Never take notes or look up phone numbers while driving. Never use your phone in heavy traffic or hazardous conditions. Tell the person that you're talking with that you're driving and keep your call short. Use a hands-free device and speed dial to place calls. Remember, state laws prohibit distracted driving.
The National Safety Council and the wireless phone industry remind you to drive safely. Safety, your most important call. Visit www.driveresponsibly.org.
Jason Lewis.
Hey, Jason. You're bringing intelligent people back to radio.
I'm a Democrat that listens to you every afternoon on my way home.
As Shakespeare might put it, thou art huge.
Thank heavens for talk radio and shows like the Jason Lewis Show.
You have a knack for finding topics that make a person think.
Every time I see your face at Billboard, I just melt.
I hate Jason Lewis's guts.
Jason Lewis.
Minnesota's Mr. Right.
On your way home, 5 to 8 p.m. on AM 1500 KSTP.
Hi, this is Travis Tripp. You've heard it your whole life. Knowledge is power. Without it, you can't get the job you need. But what if you never got the training to find the career that's right for you? Goodwill Industries believes it's never too late. That's why they offer unique job training services to provide you with an opportunity to learn new skills, skills that can help you adapt to a fast-changing workplace. For more information, contact your local Goodwill.
Call 651-646-2591.
This is Bob Davis, 10 to midnight at AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station. Look, you can depend on me for a cathartic release after watching this thing on TV all day. Tune in at 10 o'clock. We will express our frustration, hostility, and anger, which is actually a public service because this is so intense, this whole thing, what's going on television all day long, watching, gathering information. Just come on in, relax, and we'll release all of our anger and frustration in a cathartic way, hopefully be constructive. So join me, won't you?
Last year's forest fire season was the worst in 50 years. More than 92,000 wildland fires burned up 7.5 million acres. This is Gail Norton, Secretary of the Interior. Last summer in Colorado, I smelled the smoke and saw the devastation caused by fires burning out of control. Today, we've established a new national fire plan, an important effort between federal, state, local, and tribal governments. Part of this plan will ensure that we have men and women to fight fires and keep the wildland fires from destroying habitat, property, and lives. If you're interested in a federal firefighting job, call the Interior Department toll-free at 866-677-FIRE. That's 866-677-3473. The operator will be able to tell you where the closest firefighting openings are. Or visit us on the Internet at doi.gov for further information.
A public service message by your United States Department of the Interior and this radio station.
Staying in good condition and working with healthcare professionals can help prevent injuries.
Cal Ripken, baseball's Iron Man, talks about preventing injuries.
Always warm up and stretch before and after exercise. Use safety equipment and, most importantly, pay attention to your body.
To learn more, contact the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society or the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons at www.aaos.org.
Preventing injuries, it'll keep you in the game.
Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903.
Open line. All night long, probably all this week. We're not having guests as we normally do. A few words from a few people every now and then, but by and large, all of you out there. I'm going to be the outlet that holds open lines. I'm Art Bell. Stay right where you are. My friends, we're well into the new year, and by now I'm sure some of you have given up on that most famous resolution of them all, to lose that unwanted fat. You've heard me offer you the challenge of losing 10 pounds in 1 month. Well, you can with Ultimate Slim, a revolutionary diet formula that's having great success for people like you from as far away as Guam to New York City and beyond. Ultimate Slim is the only diet product I recommend because it not only melts fat into energy, but it also does something most formulas just overlook. It helps relieve bloating. You've heard my pearls of wisdom on this topic before. Regardless of how much you starve yourself, if you're bloated, and I know it's frustrating, you'll not lose those excess pounds. This is why Ultimate Slim is unique. It allows you to release the excess water buildup that causes bloating and simultaneously turns fat into energy, which will trim those inches off your waistline. Ultimate Slim is not a pretender. This is a product that really works. Take it from me. When you order 2 bottles of Ultimate Slim, you'll get 2 more bottles absolutely free, an incredible 50% off, and it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. Once more, 1-800-557-4627.
Do you carry a flashlight with you into the shower? Do you have a 10-year supply of toothpaste? Do you put sunscreen on the night before? If you're the kind of person who always likes to be prepared, then we've got a deal for you. Right now, all Michelin tires are on sale at Sears Auto Center at savings from 10 to 30%. These are the lowest prices of the season from the store that sells more Michelins than anyone. So come to Sears and be prepared to save. America's number one tire retailer. Sears. Where else?
So what's Encounters with the Unexplained?
Well, Friday night on PAX TV, Encounters investigates the kind of phenomena we hear about in the Art Bell Show.
You mean like who really killed Princess Diana?
Right, and what's actually in Area 51.
Well, do they explain stuff like the Bible Code and near-death experiences?
Mm-hmm. Friday following The Weakest Link, Jerry Arbuck does exactly that and more.
So, the truth is out there.
Well, other than Art Bell, it's only on Encounters with the Unexplained. Friday at 9, 8 Central on PAX TV.
Wow.
Boy, this topic is kind of like the unexplained itself, isn't it? We've got a photo on the website right now that's a knockout, but the website has essentially been knocked out. You may get through as the morning wears on, or if not, just chuck it in and get to my website tomorrow when we get service back. We're working hard on that right now. I mean, we really got slammed. So bear with us. There's a photo a lot of people want to see there, an unretouched photograph. Showing an evil face. I mean, it doesn't take somebody explaining to you what it is. It just hits you right in the eye. That's as the plane impacted the building. It's the damnedest thing you ever saw. And I repeat, unretouched. You can check it out for yourself and compare it to the original. Going now to a familiar voice to all of you. More recently than me, it's been a while, Stan Dale, who was in Australia and now has repatriated himself, he's back. Stan, welcome.
Thank you, Art. It's good to be back. And are you doing better yourself with your back?
I am.
It's
it's one of those things that comes and goes. It's still with me, Stan, so it's a day-to-day thing, but, you know, I'm dealing with it.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear you back online. It's really kind of sad times to be talking, isn't it?
Yes.
This fella, Bin Laden, that they're kind of pinning this thing on, back in February of 98, you know, he put a fatwa on. I don't know whether anybody said that yet, but put a religious decree so that a jihad against the Jews and Crusaders. Which,
well, it's essentially like our, this was an act of war. Essentially, they declared war. And we have not yet.
Well, he did this back in the 98. I can't understand why he comes out and says, oh, he didn't do this. He's told everybody else that works for him or wants to ally themselves with him to go get us.
Right.
And, Holly and I put together about a five-part series on nuclear biological threats to the United States, and he featured really high right there in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you can go to our website, we've got a link up there straight to that five-part series. And just click on the second one about Osama bin Laden, and you can see there's another evil face on that one.
Yeah, well, he's got the will, he's got the ability, he's got the resources, he's got the money, and that you could convict somebody of a crime with that much evidence. Just circumstantial. People get convicted many times of murder on circumstantial evidence, and most of it's there. Motive, means, opportunity, it's all there.
Well, even out of his own mouth. I mean, I can't see how people can't see this. I mean, we've been trying to warn people for some time, you know. Actually, I tell you what, I found out something the other day, which is quite interesting. Here in the United States, there is a group that's been formed to fight terrorism and to prepare for terrorism attacks, and it's been operational for some time. And you can see it on their government website. It's www.tswg.gov, and if you want to see some real clout, you go see who sits on that board of directors under Colin Powell and what they do. It's mighty. And
well, how do you suppose, Stan, that with all of these organizations and all of our government agencies, we managed not even to get a sufficient whiff of this to act?
I don't know that was exactly true. They've caught a lot of other guys, as you know, since...
Well, what do you know to be true? Did we have warning of this? Specifically?
Well, not specifically, no. I think that they knew something was coming down. They were trying to figure out where it was coming from. But this department that we've got there have caught a lot of others that you just haven't heard about with the biochem stuff.
I'm well aware that even our... the FBI, for example, has caught many, many people who were on their way to do no good here. And you don't hear a whole lot about the successes, just big failures like this.
Well, yeah, this one, okay. And it was certainly a bad one to slip through the cracks. But
yeah.
By the same token, I got to tell you that they've caught a lot of them that we haven't heard about. And
that's fact.
You can't just say everything out in the press about what you caught them doing because you don't want to encourage any copycat.
What do you see us doing soon?
Well, where we live out here in southern Colorado, for instance, they have put extra guards on everything. Even the military here who've gone to get back on base can't do it if they were off base when the terrorist attack hit. They're having to stay out in the civilian land because unless they have a, critical or mission critical job, they can't get back on the base.
So you're seeing lots of security?
Oh, lots. And there's a whole big, like mustard gas and chemical warfare storage depot south of us, about 20 miles, with hundreds of buried, mustard gas things and other things they had.
Yeah, suppose I'd hit dove a plane into that or one of our nuclear plants or something.
Well, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. And so I see what I see is probably going to be necessary is a kind of limited form of martial law in some places.
All right.
It continues.
Stan, I'm in open line, so I can't keep you on for a long time, but we'll arrange a show. We'll do a whole show, Stan.
Hey, sounds good.
Thank you, my friend.
Now.
Good night. That's scary stuff. That's really scary stuff. Because it's where we may inevitably be going, but God, it's scary. I said it yesterday on the program. I'll say it again. I've traveled around the world many times, actually. Been very fortunate. And a lot of countries you go to, as a routine thing, you see people in the street everywhere with submachine guns. It's very unsettling for an American. And that may be where we're headed here. If we are going to really be able to protect ourselves against, I guess, you know, what's coming. What's already begun. What's coming. We used to say what's coming, right? It's already happened. If we're going to protect ourselves against this in every way, then we're going to turn into an armed camp, and with it, a lot of our freedoms are going to disintegrate. A lot of what's in the Bill of Rights isn't going to be right anymore. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning. Well, I guess it's a good evening here from Busan, Korea.
Korea?
Yes, sir.
Yes, welcome to the program. Glad to have you.
Well, just checking in from here, and letting you know that all the expat community here, we're losing probably more sleep than people in America because the CNN news happens during our nighttime here.
Well, of course, actually, the CNN news is now going on 24 hours a day and probably will continue to do so, but I understand what you're saying. You're in the military. You're in the military there?
No, I'm a lawyer here in Korea.
You're a lawyer?
Just a member of the expat community.
Okay. What's it like hearing about something of this magnitude and being that far away?
At first I was driving home when I heard about it. It was about 11:30 at night here. I was driving home and I heard something on the radio. I went into a tunnel and missed it. And when I came out of the tunnel, I called my friend and said, hey, check this out for me. Let me know. My radio is on the fritz here because I keep going through tunnels. He called me back. And, of course, I thought he was joking. I thought he was just feeding me a line.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my radio signal back and listened to it. And it was just stunning. Sometimes the words like unbelievable or incomprehensible, sometimes words are so weak to really describe what you feel.
And that's because they're overused. It's just that in this case, they really, really apply.
They started, the buildings collapsed as soon as I got home and turned on the TV. What do you say other than, my God? There's really nothing else you can say.
Well, I'm sure that you've heard some of the people calling in. There are some pretty severe reactions, both to people of Arab nationality and to calls for, you know, virtual carpet bombing, if not nuclear warfare, that kind of thing.
You know, and I'm glad there's not a lot of that going on here in Korea. Korea is actually very, very quiet. I don't know if it's something that I'm projecting onto society, but it really seems like the atmosphere is here for the past couple of days has been somewhat subdued.
Hmm.
Koreans seem to generally be concerned about what our response will be and what effect that response will gather from the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is still pretty weak here, and Koreans seem to be generally pretty worried that whatever we do is going to directly affect their economy for the negative. I mean, on an individual basis, every Korean I see, I don't even have to know them, but they'll still tell you, how are you? Are you from America? Is your family okay? Are your friends okay? How are everything? But, I mean, there's genuine concern for us expats as an individual as well as, you know, their own interests. Because, I mean, they don't call it the World Trade Center for nothing. It's the center of the world economy.
That's right. And I guess I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you've been watching, our economy has been softening and softening anyway. So this, you know, we're all very nervous about when the markets do reopen, Friday or Monday or whatever, that maybe having this extra time is good so everybody can digest the fact that it is not the end of the world. And hopefully the economy will not take a gigantic tumble, but it's a worry.
It is militarily. You know, the Koreans have really stepped up. The Korean military is on high alert. The U.S. military here is on full alert. Everyone's restricted to base. All passes have been canceled. But they're also, just the police presence on the streets here has just doubled, if not tripled, it seems, in my opinion. And, well, I mean, the interesting thing is we become so complacent about these things, Art. It's really sad. Every now, you lived in Okinawa for a while, so you know the U.S. Embassy will put out these warden reports if there's any type of a threat that might be coming.
That's right.
And these, you know, we all got a warden report on the, it was either the 7th or the 8th, saying there was a credible threat of, you know, a terrorist attack or terrorist threats against American expats in Korea and Japan. We get these every couple of months. And so everyone did what we usually do. We go, thanks, stop cluttering up my fax machine, and threw it away.
So the reaction you're getting from most Koreans is one of sympathy and concern.
Generally, yes. I haven't heard any of the Koreans make any of the comments like, you know, well, America finally gets what it deserves. That'll humble the Americans. I haven't heard one word from that, even from the usual sources of that type of criticism.
Well, I really appreciate that heads up. That's very important, and that's the kind of service you can provide for us out there in the rest of the world, and you sure have done that, sir, because a lot of people are suggesting that's exactly what's going on, a lot of, well, you're getting what you deserve. That isn't true.
Well, when the first bombing happened in 93, I think there was a lot of that. Sort of, well, this will wake you up, this will make you think. But this goes so far beyond any bounds of any decency or humanity that, well, you'll notice that not even the regular terrorist groups that always claim responsibility for these things, none of them seem to want to have anything to do with this either.
All right.
It's just so far over the top that, you know, how can you not feel sympathy?
Well, a lot of people would imagine that when one hotspot lights up, when something like this happens, then you look at other hotspots around the world. So we've got our eyes on you over there.
And I've got my eyes on me here over here, too. But,
all right.
God bless you over there, Art, and best wishes for everyone.
Thank you very much. That's from Seoul, South Korea. All right. Once again, in order to do as that man did and get into the program live, and we are live right now, you can dial us toll-free internationally. We have that facility here. I think we have the first toll-free international line for talk radio in the world, actually, thanks to AT&T. They actually developed that for us. They went into their software and developed it. We wanted to pay the bill if you wanted to call from other parts of the world, and so it is. Go to my, well, you can't go to my website. Get a hold of the AT&T operator. Is one way to try this. Get hold of the AT&T operator and have her dial for you, 800-893-0903. It doesn't matter if you're in Europe, South America, Asia, anywhere in the world, 800-893-0903. You will not pay for the call. We will. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. How you doing? This is Gene from Colorado Springs.
Hi there.
I haven't been able to listen to your program until you put me on here, but when I was driving home earlier, you had a caller that was talking about the retaliation. He hoped it would be surgical and we would keep away from, you know, civilian fatalities and wherever this may occur.
Yes.
And you concurred.
Yes, and I do concur. There's always what they call collateral damage. People, innocents, are always killed. But it's the intent that counts. In other words, are we trying to just hit military installations and infrastructure? If so, I'm behind that. What about you?
Normally, yeah. And yesterday when this occurred, I was at work. I'm an engineer by trade, so... excuse me. I'm fighting a cold one. And, you know, the first thing that came out of my mouth and the coworkers as well was, my God, I hope when we... Not if, but when we retaliate against this, that we do, you know, keep down on the collateral damage as much as possible. But over the last 24 hours, I've been thinking about this, and it's become more and more apparent to me that this is, yesterday the rules changed, and the policies and the rhetoric, I think, is probably going out the door on this. And what we're looking at here is an act of war, and if we declare war against it, then I think we may have to come to the point very quickly where we decide we have to make a moral decision as a country and as a people whether we're going to go at this in the way that it truly needs to be going at or make a token action.
If Bin Laden and his people did this, then I think we need to kill them. And in order to really kill them, sir, I think it's going to take more than cruise missiles. It's going to take blood and guts Marines on the ground.
I agree.
They're going to have to go in, find him, and take him out. Then after that, I certainly can understand any nation supporting him, harboring him, take out their military ability, take out their infrastructure. But if you begin killing their civilians, if you just go in and, you know, ride one down and use a thermonuclear device or something of that sort and kill a bunch of civilians, then I don't see how we're any different.
Oh, no, no, and I totally agree. I mean, nuclear weapons, anything of that kind of mass should be left totally out of this.
Yeah, but, you know, to do the kind of damage that they did in New York there, you would almost need a nuclear weapon.
And I'm not even saying that we need to retaliate in kind as far as damage. I'm saying that what needs to be done for this kind of war is that we're going to have to go in on the ground. Bombing is fine, and we'll probably do that.
Yes.
But it will have to be on the ground. These people are known to hide in villages behind innocent children.
No question about it. What you do is you do bomb, you do use the cruise missiles, and you always do that. You soften them up. Well, but all that mostly causes them to do is to duck their heads. You want them ducking their heads while the people hit the ground.
And unfortunately, they're going to be ducking their heads behind innocent people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a 12-month-old son. And I look at him, and I think, I'm sure there's a, you know, an Afghani with someone who may have been involved with this living right next door who loves his son every bit as much as I do. Man.
No,
and that kid is every bit as innocent as my kid.
All right. Well, listen, I've got to go. Good luck with your cold.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. That sounds like you're really coming down with something. In the case of they're hiding behind innocent individuals, then you have collateral damage, because it is an act of war, and it does not stop us. The fact that they would hide behind innocence does not and should not stop us, in my opinion. We do what we have to do. We respond. We take a calculated action. But part of the mix for us, for our country, just absolutely has got to be the intent not to try and kill civilians. That's not us. I don't want it to be us. I don't think most of you really, when you think about it, want it to be us. Do you really? I see some primitive heads out there shaking yes. I understand the emotion. But I think once you've thought it over a little bit, you'll understand that there are ways to accomplish what we need to do without doing that. I hope so anyway. I'm Art Bell from the High Desert. This is Coast to Coast AM, raging through the night.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. Are getting so much resistance from me.
My son was a bright and talented child, but in his teens something changed and he barely finished high school. Later, I found out that he had gotten into drugs. He could not hold a job, and his only financial support was a family who gave him money just to keep him away. This went on for 12 years, during which time he was a waste to himself and a burden to others. After trying numerous drug rehab programs, I finally found Narcanon. By that time, he was at the end of his rope, Thanks to Narcanon, he regained his health and became himself again. And most importantly, he became drug-free. Now he's a happy, productive father with a family of his own. I can't express how proud I am. My son and I have never been closer or had such a good relationship. Narcanon not only gave me back my son, but also gave me a very good friend.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933 or visit our website at stopaddiction.com.
A couple of years ago, I was messing around with drugs, and I would do anything to get them. Now I'm clean, and have been for a while. What happened? You happened. Someone like you, involved in a mentoring program, took the time to help me.
And this is just one of the many programs that are keeping kids away from crime. Less crime is no accident. It takes you, your community, and programs at work. Call 1-800-WE-PREVENT today and help take a bite out of crime. A public service message from McGruff, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean.
I need to know how old you think a kid should date.
Never. You're not going to have a broken heart. You're not going to be pregnant. You're not going to have a sexually transmitted disease. You're not going to have an abortion. You're not going to be a teenage, unwed mother. And you're not going to have bad memories, regrets, and shame. Stick with me, kid, and you're going to miss out on all of that.
The doctor is in. It's Dr. Laura, weekdays 8 to 11 on the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. President Bush is expected to order retaliation for the terrorist attacks. He's called them acts of war, suggesting the U.S. will go after the perpetrators as well as the countries that harbor them. Saudi Arabian ambassador to the U.S., Prince Bandar bin Sultan, says his country stands with the United States.
Nobody should doubt that we stand firmly against such cowardly acts, particularly directed to such a friendly country as the United States of America.
19 NATO ambassadors have agreed that terrorist attacks in New York and Washington could be deemed an attack on the whole alliance if it's found they were directed from abroad. Early this morning, the House unanimously approved a bipartisan resolution vowing retaliation for the terrorist attacks. Yesterday, the Senate also unanimously approved it. Officials say the death toll from the attacks could be in the thousands. In New York, St. Vincent's was one of the first hospitals to deal with the injured victims from the World Trade Center when it was attacked. Dr. Andrew Feldman has been coordinating the efforts.
At St. Vincent's, we're a level one trauma center, so we're used to seeing almost every possible type of devastating injury, whether it be motor vehicle or gunshot wound or jumpers or whatever it might be. But obviously, the magnitude is not there.
And this man is one of the grief counsel.
These folks are grieving, they're in shock, they're numb from what they're experiencing, but the grieving is just the beginning. I mean, God.
And rock star Sting used a scheduled concert in Tuscany, Italy, to pay tribute to the victims and their families affected by the attack. That program was scheduled to be broadcast worldwide on the Yahoo website, but instead Sting performed his song, Fragile, saying he's angry, confused, and frightened by the meaningless act of violence against the innocent victims. You're listening to ABC News.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your house every few years? Then stop this endless cycle of painting forever with vinyl siding from Sears Home Central. Vinyl siding from Sears is virtually maintenance-free, and Sears makes it easy and affordable. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. Not available in all areas. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. That's vinyl siding from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
Do you feel like your debt problems are beyond help? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. It's called Ameridebt. Ameridebt can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-262-4800. That's 1-800-262-4800.
Federal authorities say more than a dozen hijackers of Middle Eastern descent are implicated in Tuesday's terrorist bombings. Justice Department officials say at least one hijacker on each of the four planes was trained at a U.S. flight school. National Guard troops are patrolling the nation's capital in military Humvees. Earlier, several hundred people gathered outside the White House gate for a candlelight vigil. The crowd sang the national anthem. Later today, the federal government will announce plans to significantly increase uniformed police patrols at the airports in this country.
Government sources say a so-called checkpoint program will be implemented as soon as possible, putting additional U.S. Marshals, Border Patrol, and Customs agents at many U.S. airports. Federal officials are now being briefed about the specifics, and we are told it will be a joint anti-terrorist program under the supervision of the Departments of Justice and Treasury.
That's ABC's Bill Greenwood in Washington. In Salt Lake City, Utah, a federal court jury has decided Kmart was negligent when its employees sold a shotgun to a 19-year-old mentally ill man. He later committed suicide. A new study says the wonder drug may be even more wonderful than we thought. The study says people who take aspirin regularly to reduce their short-term heart attack risk may also be extending their lives. More than 6,000 adults were studied. This is ABC News.
I'd like to take a moment to speak with you about the dangers of Girl Scouts. Young, impressionable girls, like my sister, are being roped into this program. The result? Happy, more confident sisters with leadership skills. This, as you know, is the last thing we need. My sister even said she was going to run a company someday, which is cool, I guess, because I could borrow money from her.
Girl Scouts, good for girls, bad for pesky little brothers.
I heard that.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
You save big money, you save big money. When you shop Menards,
get set for fall cleanup with great deals at Menards. Pick up a 30-inch poly leaf rake with cushion grip, just 99 cents after rebate. Tackle big yard cleanups with a Weed Eater electric leaf blower vac. On sale at Menards for just $46.88. A 14-inch Poland gas chainsaw is only $94.98. Handle the toughest yard jobs with a chipper shredder. On sale for just $368. Fall grass seed and fertilizer are also on sale at Menards. A 5-pound bag of fall grass seed is just $4.99. Plus, polystyrene plant protectors are only $1.69. Pick up a pair of leather palm work gloves for just 89 cents. And register to win a PT Cruiser. See store for details. Find all your fall cleanup needs at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
KSTP Twin City forecast for this morning. Partly cloudy, down to about 49 degrees in these pre-dawn hours. Later this Thursday, look for a high of 63 with partly sunny weather for most of the day. With the recent tragedy in our country, AM 1500 KSTP, Channel 5, Channel 45, and KS95 are working together to help the families touched by the disasters in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. We ask you to help these families in need by donating money to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. Please call 612-871-7676 and speak with one of our Hubbard Disaster Relief phone personnel to help all that you can. Again, that number is 612-871-7676. Thank you, and now back to Coast AM with Art Bell on AM 1500 KSTP.
In the Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
It sure is. Getting back to where we started from, Pure D, open line talk radio, while everybody else does something else. That's what we're doing. So there you are. And reaching out all the way across the nation and then the Atlantic, I think from Great Britain, you're on the air. Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Art. Well, I'm just outside London in England.
Okay. Glad to have you. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Yeah, I was just basically a little bit concerned in some ways. I spent some time in Afghanistan. It's just doing a software installation. It was a fairly straightforward thing, but unfortunately, I was there at the worst possible time. They'd actually just started. It was the rebel forces, or not rebel, they're actually presidential forces, had started to recapture Kabul.
Right.
The day after I arrived, the airport itself was bombed. I saw one or two things there. I mean, they had martial law imposed, there was street searches, that sort of thing. You can imagine sort of situation. I was only meant to be there a very short time, and ended up being there for a whole month. But whilst there, the place where I was staying, it was actually a house which was owned by a UK company that was actually responsible for part of what was going on, where with the software installation and so on, we were subcontracted. There was some rocket launchers which were very near where I was actually staying. There was some incoming mortar. And basically the point I'm trying to make is that where I was staying was very near both the UN building and the Red Crescent, which is like Red Cross in That's Europe
right.
and so on.
Right.
It seemed to me that the outgoing rocket fire was deliberately positioned between the two buildings to try and encourage some sort of retaliatory action to hopefully, as far as I saw it, they were hoping that it might miss the intended target and hit one of those two buildings.
Really? Well,
that's pretty horrible. But, you know.
Yes, it is horrible, and I think we all understand that terrorists, cowards that they are, and the way they operate, if they're cornered, they're going to put themselves in front of civilians. There's no question about it. So any attack on our part is going to have to take that into account. And while I'm certainly not in favor of targeting civilians, I'm afraid that it's going to be, we're sorry, it's collateral damage, but it's an act of war, like the one perpetrated on us.
It's just that things like this have been done deliberately before. I mean, if you think back to Iraq.
Well, I don't think your nation, sir, nor my nation would deliberately target civilians.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm just sort of pre-warning. This is the sort of things that you can expect.
I think I understand that, but I appreciate your point of view. Where do you stand on all of this now, other than what you just said? If you were the guy in charge of answering what has happened in New York, what would you do?
Tough question.
Yes. I make my living asking.
Yes, of course. You have to respond. You have to respond. It's just, I mean, it's horrible to say it, but I would imagine you'd have to do some sort of ground action.
Yes.
Long distance is great. It's wonderful. But even with the laser-guided missiles, you're not going to get the precision that you need.
No. No.
We never seemed to follow through when it came to Saddam Hussein. It went so far, and then everyone retracted.
Well, if there's a message to Washington and the other capitals like yours, I think that's it, that we've got to follow through this time. I think you're exactly right, sir.
Well, there's certainly, I don't know if you're aware, but in London, everything's now been heightened security. The telecoms is now affected to a small degree. I mean, I'm in a small part of that industry, and I'm hearing that isn't just Hudson Street, it's Canary Wharf, all of that area is affected. I mean, they're expecting possible similar action this part of the world as well.
Certainly wouldn't surprise me. I really hope you will call us again.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Take
you.
Take care from Great Britain. Again, that international line is 800-893-0903, wherever you are. Get to us. Use the... Oh, by the way, the website's back up. I wanted to tell all of you, there is an incredible photograph. We've got the website back up and cooking along now. So if you're still awake with us at this hour, feel free to jump in and you'll get right in right now. That's artbell.com. Go to What's New and then photos from 911 terrorist attack, which is right up there under What's New. Go to the second photo down and see if it just doesn't hit you right smack between the eyes. And as the person who sent in the photograph, which is an unretouched photograph, you'll be chilled to know, Matt Massey, as he says, what do you think? You tell me, what do you think? This was at the moment of impact, and you can check it out as an unretouched photo. Go to the CNN website yourself and take a look-see. It just hits you right between the eyes. This is a face of evil. directly below the fireball. I don't know what else to say about it. Check it out yourself, artbell.com right now. Okay, a couple of things to take care of, and we'll be right back. As you know, Coast to Coast AM is welcoming, very happily welcoming, a brand new sponsor to the program. It's Hardin Optical, and they make deep space telescopes. They distribute deep space telescopes, and man, have they got a couple of deals for you. One is a 6-inch diameter Bushnell Voyager telescope. This thing is monstrous, absolutely monstrous. I've been waiting for a company like this all my life that would deliver to somebody's home the real ability to look into deep space, the real ability to look inside craters on the moon. That's how good it is, inside craters on the moon. I've got one in my living room, and it goes out on the porch every time there's a good clear night, which we have frequently here in the desert, and oh, it's astounding. God. This thing is a monster, and UPS, when they do bring it, the guy's going like this to carry it up. That's $299. $299, well within the average person's ability to afford. And as a matter of fact, right now, they got a big buy on the new 8-inch diameter Bushnell Voyager telescope. They've got 800 of them. It will gather twice the light of the already excellent 6-inch. I haven't even had time to unpack mine. You know, events have been unfolding so quickly. I've got it in the living room right now, and it is a monster. It's an absolute monster. So they will sell those at $399. This is really a good way to go. If you've wanted a good, high-quality optical telescope all your life, here it is. Please phone a Hardin Optical in the morning and get yours while they're hot, as they say, at 877-633-8235. That's 1-877-633-8235. They are on the web, of course. So, and I recommend you take a look. See if I'm lying, because I'm not. They're at www.forthenightsky.com. That's F-O-R, not the number four, but F-O-R, thenightsky.com. Take a look and then give them a call and get one before they're gone. You've heard me talk a lot about remote viewing and about SciTech, the company that ushered this top-secret technology out of the military. Well, folks, SciTech has developed a new breakthrough video teaching system that you can use to foretell future events. Learn how to see and chart your future, career, even your perfect mate. Want to discover medical cures, future technologies, find missing persons, or even hidden treasures? Seems unbelievable, doesn't it? Well, the government didn't think so. They spent $20 million developing it and keeping it a secret for 10 years. SciTech will send you a free video on technical remote viewing. If you call now, 1-800-600-4001. Anyone can learn to remote view accurately with SciTech's TRV training tapes. Call for your free TRV video kit now at 1-800-600-4001. That number again, 1-800-600-4001. Or visit SciTech online at trvtapes.com. You know, to me, if anything is liable to bring a tear to my eye, and somehow through all of this I haven't cried yet, it's like with the news, you watch it, but you don't want to watch it. But you have to watch it. And that's the way it's been with me, and I've been glued, you know, to CNN. I don't mind giving them a plug. And Fox, I've watched a lot of that. Some Canadian broadcasting, they've been very good. The BBC has been good. I think I've been primarily on CNN and Fox. Fox may have discontinued continuous coverage. I'm not sure. It seemed like they were about to earlier today. But this Flight 93 thing, it probably got me closer so far than anything else. To imagine a group of men on that flight, men with families both on the ground and with them in the air, one man voting to rush these terrorists, knowing that it would probably be the end of their lives, and then doing so. I think that act is a Medal of Honor kind of act. I don't see how you could not wish to give a Medal of Honor to the people who did that. They stopped that airplane from getting to the White House or to the Capitol building, and at the direct and immediate expense of their own lives and that of their family. God, what a decision to have made. Can you imagine that? That's been something that's been with me all day long since I heard about it. Just absolutely astounding. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm really stunned that these guys got through. I'm really stunned that they used our own airplane. And that really disappoints me.
Well, apparently they used our own flight schools to even train in.
I know. And how sick is that? I want our president to make the right move. And if he has the right countries behind him, he will be able to go in there and annihilate them. I don't care what country he has to go into.
What do you think the right move is? What do you mean by annihilate?
I want him to go in there on the ground, in the air. I want him to go in there so I don't have to look over my shoulder every time I take a walk or look up in the sky and make sure that the airplane ain't coming down on me or my kids. What pain those people are going through in New York. How dare they do that to us? It is time that we got them where we want them. And if the nations are going to back us, then we'll be able to go in there and annihilate them. And, of course, we're going to lose a few guys. But, my God, we've already lost how many people have we lost?
Usually when this happens, this sort of thing, and we've had a lot of lesser occurrences, the coal and, you know, I could go on and on, Marines who have been killed, and we usually don't do very much, or we do something that's seen to be very ineffective. So I agree with you. Let's go in and stop it. This is war. I don't want to see us doing anything that's going to kill a lot of innocent civilians, but some will no doubt die.
On both sides.
On both sides, yes, ma'am.
That's war, right.
And we better damn well go in and finish the job.
Get it done and take out this man. Because all he's going to do is turn around and do it again. And we're the ones that are paying for it because, like you said, we trained them. They used our planes that we built. And that really makes me mad.
I'm with you all the way. Thank you very much for the call. I think that's a correct sentiment now. I know there's probably no real correct sentiment. Who am I to be judging? But I agree with that lady. I guess what that really means is I agree with that lady. Let's go get them. And I think that's probably exactly what they're planning to do in Washington right now. At least I certainly hope so. I know one thing for sure. What I talked about last night in terms of being in shock and that being converted to anger, that process is underway right now. You're beginning to hear it reflected in some of the calls that we've been taking this morning. That process is well underway. And the president and the people around the president understand that. There's a sort of a period of time where they're going to have to take action, after which it will be more difficult to take action, a window of opportunity, if you will. And the president is going to have to act within that window of opportunity because you can already feel the shift underway. As you listen to people speak this morning, the shift is clearly well underway. A wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Where are you?
This is Vince from Denver.
Okay, on a cell phone, of course.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make it quick.
Sure.
I would like to emphasize that this is not a crime, but an act of war, and so because of that, I would be against going and getting Indians and bringing them back to put them on trial. That's not what you do in war. You go out and you annihilate them. Eliminate them from the face of the planet.
Yes, you don't hear a lot of talk in Washington right now about bringing these people to justice,
you know,
which means we're going to go get them and put them on trial in, you know, the Court of the Hague or something or another, or even back in the States. Forget that. Let's go kill them.
And I think that the ones that they find in the United States who are part of this, they should turn over to the military and do what we do with enemy soldiers. where we are at war. We have war declared on us, just like when Japan dropped the bombs on Pearl Harbor. It is no different.
Well, that's why I believe that we should, prior to the attack, the president should go to Congress and ask for a declaration of war.
Absolutely. 100% agree with you. We need that declaration from the United States Congress, official vote, because that's what we're at. Otherwise, it's just a military strike, a tit-for-tat thing, and then that won't work.
Agreed, sir. Thank you very much. Absolutely agreed. On my international line, you are on the air. Where are you calling from, please? Turn your radio or your computer off and tell me where you're calling from, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I'm on the line.
Yes, actually, you're on the air, sir. Where are you?
I am in New York, New York.
You're in New York, New York?
Yes, I am. Art, I want to tell you first off, it is a privilege to finally speak with you.
Oh, thank you.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at your pictures on the website, and the WTC2 series that is on your webpage, if you look at the second series of photographs that were sent in, the second picture where the plane is going into the World Trade Tower, there looks to me, I'm looking at it and right now, looks to me like another face of another devil or evil spirit or whatever you want to call it. I'm just calling to tell you that. First off, second off, I cannot believe that this has finally happened. The United States, I think this is going to be the beginning of the war of good versus evil in the world. Finally, the people and of good are going to align against the evil forces, and finally, we may have a resolution to good and evil on this planet.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be that wide sweeping, but I think this particular evil is about to be snuffed out.
Well, you mentioned earlier, as I've listened to the phone calls, that you, on the one hand, you feel that the United States needs to take a broad sweep at the evil forces. On the other hand, you're saying, well, collateral damage, yes, innocent people are going to be killed, but at the same time, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, evil, innocent people are going to be killed regardless of what we do.
Yes, but it should not be our intent in the response that we have to kill innocent civilians. That's all I've been saying. It should not be it should not be central to our intent. Central to their intent in what they did to us was to kill as many innocent civilians as possible. We don't need to do that.
Right, I agree. That should not be the intent. Obviously, any God-fearing people on this planet is going to assume that that is not the intent. However,
this is war, and
this is war.
Yes.
And how are we going to go after Bin Laden without causing an army of his forces to continue to barrage this country, and not only this country, but the rest of God-fearing people on this planet, to line up and do exactly what these people have done? You know,
what is your, since you're in the city, what is your sense of how the city is doing now?
Art, it is, I've been down to as close as I can get. Art, I got to tell you, you mentioned that you have not shed a tear. It's hard not to. I haven't shed a tear, but it's emotional. People are walking around. They're shell-shocked. I can't believe walking down. For 20 years I've been in the city. I've never been able to reach you on the show. As interesting as your shows are on UFOs and out-of-bodies and shadow people and vampires and Bigfoot, you know the history of your show, to finally get through. And finally, Art, I got to tell you, the city is in, we're shocked. Just go down there and see the buildings. They're not there. They're not there.
I know. I appreciate your call. I saw exactly what you're describing. One of the reporters from Fox got escorted in just very nearly ground zero. And they took video of blocks in either direction. And it was unblanking believable. It was just not, it was surreal. The damage was so comprehensive, so awful. It was absolutely surreal. God, it was incredible. That almost brought me there, this whole thing over the voting in the aircraft to do what those very, very, very brave, patriotic Americans did in that aircraft. That got me pretty close. I tend to internalize things, and I don't cry very frequently about anything. On my international line, you're on the air. Hello. Well, we lost you. That's too bad. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Okay, this is Sarah from Houston.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm actually part Arab American. I'm part Syrian.
Okay.
And I was just looking at some pictures on my wall, and actually I'm half Syrian, half Mexican. And the funny part is that one of the first callers from, I think it was Yuba City,
yes,
said for them to look like Mexicans. I'm looking at pictures of my cousins and stuff like that, and one of my Mexican cousins, she looks so much more Arab than I do. And she's pure Mexican. And I'm just like, you know, it's like, you know, you can't just do that. Most people can't tell the difference between an Indian and a Pakistani, and then you're going to just throw them all up in the same category. And for every, like, let's say 10 to 50 Muslims out there,
yes,
only one of them are going to be the terrorists. You know, I just can't believe
I know that. You know it. Actually, the numbers are probably much bigger than that. But there's a base thing, hon, in everybody's brains, a sort of a reactive lynch mob kind of mentality that's not going to delineate. Listen, I've got a break. You want to hold on for a sec?
Yes, please.
All right, stay right where you are, please. I understand your dilemma. Believe me, I understand your dilemma. From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM.
Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
If it's worth doing, do it best. That's the name of several locally owned Do It Best hardware and lumber yards in the area. Lampert Do It Best Lumber Yards continues the tradition of improving people's lives by being a quality provider of building materials for your home. Visit these Lampert stores on North Adams Street in Blue Earth, and Faribault on Northwest 8th Avenue, and on South Highway 3 in Northfield. Another great Do It Best location is Sywick Do It Best Lumber and Millwork on Northeast Marshall Street. The specialist in home improvement. They're a millwork shop and a hardware store in one. They have everything from decks and fences to garages and pole buildings. At Sywick Do It Best Lumber and Millwork, you'll find the right advice and the items to complete your project. Minwax is the national leader in wood finishing products, producing a complete line of stains, conditioners, and hardwood cleaners. Woodworking experts trust Minwax products. They know Minwax makes and keeps wood beautiful. On sale this month, stained semi-gloss and polyurethane varnish with an in-store coupon at participating Do It Best Hardware and Lumber Yard.
With the recent tragedy in our country, AM 1500 KSTP, Channel 5, Channel 45, and KS 95 are working together to help the families touched by the disasters in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. We ask you to help these families in need by donating money to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. Please call 612-871-7676 and speak with one of our Hubbard Disaster Relief phone personnel to help all that you can.
It was a cold winter afternoon in Innsbruck. At the Olympic two-man bobsled competition, the British team, driven by Tony Nash, had just completed its first run, which had put them in second place. Then they made a most disheartening discovery. They had broken a bolt on the rear axle of their sled. They would have to quit the competition. At the bottom of the hill, the great Italian bobsled driver Eugenio Monti heard of their plight. Without hesitation, he removed the bolt from his rear axle and sent it up to the top of the hill. The British team completed their run and won the gold medal. Monti's Italian team took the bronze. And for his selfless act, Monti was awarded the De Coubertin Medal for Sportsmanship. Later, Monti deflected any praise, saying, "Tony Nash did not win because I gave him a bolt. Tony Nash won because he was the best driver." The Olympics, a celebration of humanity.
Hi, folks. Mishki here from the old broadcast. They gave Leno and Letterman the week off. I'm still doing my show, but can't really do it the same way. Consequently, those of you looking for the old Mishki broadcast should catch some television programming, or, I don't know, NPR, whatever you like, and check in with me next week. This is Mischke signing off with one of my better promos. How was that? Was that any good?
Join the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Reserve. Save lives, stop drugs, protect the environment. Call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG. The Coast Guard. Jobs that matter.
Imagine what it feels like. You can do it all. The Coast Guard. Jobs that matter. The Coast Guard.
Call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG. The Coast Guard. Jobs that matter.
Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nye.
It is hard to watch the news, isn't it? Hard not to watch the news. I've been glued to it like everybody else. We'll get back to the young lady, I think, down in Texas in just a moment. Stay right there.
Would you like to feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Now there's proof. The effects of aging can be slowed down and even reversed with HGH, human growth hormone. For some time now, you've heard me talk about the incredible age-reversing benefits of HGH. Well, according to thousands of articles, higher HGH levels can help you look and feel younger. That's why I take Ultimate HGH, a natural formula to help boost my body's own production of HGH. If your goal is to help improve energy, stamina, lose unwanted fat, diminish wrinkles, enhance memory, immune function, and vision, then Ultimate HGH is for you too. Why let Mother Nature get the best of you? Call today and order Ultimate HGH. And when you order two bottles of Ultimate HGH, you get the third absolutely free, about $33 a month. Now that's a tremendous savings off the typical $100 a month for comparable products. Plus, with your order, you'll receive a free book on HGH, a $20 value, absolutely free. So, call my good friends at Great American Products and order Ultimate HGH today at 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. 1-800-557-4627.
On the line with me is Bill Konigsberg, father of two, Geico auto insurance customer. Bill, you save money with Geico, enough to put your kids through college?
Well, no.
But your kids will benefit, right?
I guess.
You heard it. Parents who love their children switch to Geico. If you'd like to see the light in a young child's eyes, not to mention possible savings of 15% or more, call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Blue Kiwi, the flat-rate long-distance service that everyone is squawking about, is available for only $34.95. Wouldn't you like Blue Kiwi, too? Call 1-800-568-KIWI. No bundled minutes, no special equipment, no change in phone companies. Find out why Blue Kiwi is a rare species in communications. Service may not be available in some areas. Just call 1-800-568-5494 or www.mybluekiwi.com for detail.
All right, back to the very patient young lady in Texas. You're back on the air again. Thank you for holding.
Actually, what I was thinking about is, like, I have class in about 5 hours, and going up to school, and I'm actually supposed to go pick up one of my friends before going to school because she's Saudi, and she does wear the head covering.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me earlier, and she had already been threatened at school.
Oh, brother.
And I actually offered, even though, see, what I was talking about earlier about, like, how my cousins that are Syrian, I have family that's in Syria and Lebanon, and they look nothing like a typical Arab. They're really light-skinned. Most people think I'm Eastern European, okay? But most of my Mexican family look very Arab. They have the straight hair and the eyes and everything else. They look very Arab. That's what I'm saying. You can't just, you know, look at them and try to attack people because, you know, even if it's a natural urge, because I know that I thought the same way. I was like, can we just bomb them, please? Yeah. But then I remember seeing that thing on CNN a couple of weeks ago about Afghanistan.
One day humanity may outgrow this. I guess that day is not today, so you're going to have to be careful.
Well, actually, I offered to wear the head covering, too. And just so that way she wouldn't be alone, as the way she would feel alone. I offered to do it, and I agree with you about Flight 93. And the other people who just definitely deserve everybody's prayers and thanks and everything are the firefighters and the rescue workers and everything else.
Absolutely.
Because no matter if they're bloody, if they're hurt, whatever, they will go back in there, and that's their job.
There are going to be a lot of people that deserve the Medal of Honor, in my opinion. And Flight 93, definitely, obviously, the people on the ground. Lots of heroics to go around in all of this. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go quickly to our international line. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Australia, Ash. How are you?
Just fine, sir.
I would like to give my condolences to the American people. This is a horrible thing that's happened.
It's unimaginable, except that you're absolutely inundated with it. It's, as I said, it's hard to watch the news, but it's equally hard not to watch it. It's something you're glued to.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I can assure you that the whole country is stunned, because we've also got 85 Australians, unfortunately, that are missing.
85 Australians? Were in the Twin Towers?
Yeah, some in the Twin Towers, but we know that a few of them were on those planes that actually crash into the Pentagon and also the Twin Towers.
Ay, ay, ay.
There were tourists.
Is the news covering it wall to wall in Australia?
Yes. We've got CNN and all the other channels, satellite, the whole works, and it's absolutely wall to wall. I mean, look, I took a day off, and I was watching it all night, to be honest.
Oh, that's right. Everything's upside down. No pun intended.
Yeah, that's exactly right, you know. But it's unbelievable. I was watching that plane going to the side of that building, and I thought, now, this has to be some sort of special effect.
Yeah. Looks like a movie, right?
Yeah. You know, and also, too, I went down to the American consulate, and you should see it, Art. It's a sea of flowers.
Is it really?
Down there. It's a sea of flowers. Your American ambassador, he was outside today. There were hundreds of people there. You know, basically trying to express their grief, and also at the same time, he was shaking hands with everybody. The Australian Post Office all over the country have got books now where people can go in there and sign it and give messages that will be sent to the consulate, and that will be forwarded on to the United States. Toys outside, the blood banks, there's people right around the corner offering to give blood to our American cousins, because we're pretty close to you guys. And it's like our Prime Minister said, an attack on the United States is an attack on Australia.
Well, believe me, for America, I thank all of you for your support, and I think Americans are feeling the support and feeling pretty good about it. It's nice. for a change.
Well, our Prime Minister came on the news and he said that basically if America decides to take action and they need troops, then our troops will be committed along with yours.
Well, I think to do the job, we are going to need troops, period. I think that they can't just go push the button on a bunch of cruise missiles this time. It's going to have to be that probably followed by people on the ground to get the job done.
Well, it's like the Prime Minister said, our American cousins needn't feel alarmed because you know, the rest of the Western world are with them.
We certainly appreciate your support, sir. Thank you.
No problem.
Take care. That's all the way from Australia. And here's kind of a special call. This is Mark. Mark is a pilot. Mark, what kind of jets do you drive?
I'm a co-pilot for a major airline on a Boeing 737.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you. Have several questions for you, but if you have something, you go first.
Well, I guess I'll first tell you my story is I began a trip on Monday, and we were actually flying into New York the night before, Monday night, into LaGuardia, and we were vectored directly over downtown New York City, right over the World Trade Center. And the thought actually crossed my mind that, wow, you know, it would be really easy for someone to crash into the city from up here.
Did you really think about that?
It really crossed my mind. So we landed and we stayed downtown, and we left very early the next morning. And I'm thanking God every single minute that my plane wasn't one of them that was hijacked. It's a little selfish, but that's how I feel.
Do you understand how this was done by the hijackers? In other words, getting passengers and stewardesses in back and beginning to slit throats, I suppose, and getting somebody like you or the pilot to come out and then rushing the cabin.
Well, the first thing we're trained to do is in a hijacking situation, if we know about it, is to never leave the cockpit.
Unless you just...
Someone has to fly the airplane.
Unless you just think it's a disturbance going on that would require one of you at least to go back.
Well, that's, you know, with an unruly customer, that's like the last resort. If we have to leave the cockpit, then there's big problems.
I've got...
The only way that this could happen is the pilots had to be... They had to have been killed.
If I wanted to come and kick in your door, could I do it?
The door is made of aluminum. It's very, very flimsy, and it's actually made that way just because of weight problems. The kind of doors that people were describing on your show earlier that they think ought to be on airplanes really would add a great deal of weight to the airplane.
Well, they would add weight, but it may be a trade-off that we'll have to make.
Well, that's what I'm thinking also. And weight and fuel is money to an airline, so
I know
it's going to cost.
There was something discussed on almost all the channels earlier that I would like to ask you about, and that is that between the first airplane impacting one of the towers and the second airplane, there was about 18 minutes in which air traffic controllers on the ground simply sat back in horror, knowing exactly what was happening, and apparently couldn't do anything.
There's nothing you can do short of shooting it down. The person can drive an airplane anywhere if they're in control of it, unless there's surface-to-air missiles on top of the buildings. I mean, there's just really, really no way to stop an airplane if somebody's driving it. If somebody wants to kill themselves, someone wants to hijack an airplane, I don't care what kind of security you have, they can do it.
Are you up to date on the story of Flight 93?
Yes, sir, I am, and I applaud you very, very much. I agree also. Civilians can't win the Medal of Honor. But there is a civilian version.
Yeah, there is, and it should be awarded. I
agree.
It's just hard to imagine a group of passengers voting, sitting back there, voting to, knowing they're going to end their own lives to stop something from hitting the White House.
Absolutely.
Incredible. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, sir. Surreal, I think, is the proverbial word, and I'm shocked and I'm sad. And I was also a FAA team pilot in the Navy for 10 years. And I flew in Desert Storm. And during that war, I really was detached from it. I was just kind of there to do a job. It felt like we were just protecting oil. This time, I feel true anger. They really hurt us this time.
Yeah, they did. And, what do you hear about the possibility of getting back in the air again? What's the latest?
I understand tomorrow... Or I guess it's this morning, tonight,
right.
Flights are going to start up again. Our airline is not flying tomorrow.
They said a limited basis, and what I heard was that those that were en route to some destination will be allowed to proceed and finish the flight. Are they going to go beyond that and begin to allow some routes to just plain open?
I'm assuming tomorrow is just going to be a repositioning of airplanes. Airplanes have to be in position to operate a flight schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm guessing maybe by the weekend a full flight schedule.
All right. I sure appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I applaud you.
Take care. You know, I think they're going to have to put better doors there, obviously. Because, as I tried to say earlier, you know, I know they're going to stop. There are no more knives on aircraft and so forth. But when you consider the prisoners make shanks and stab people, there's always a way. I mean, if you're willing to sacrifice your life for a cause, no matter how perverted from our point of view that might be, your odds of success are probably about 3 out of 4. And that's too good. So there has to be a way to stop it. And maybe the only way is an impenetrable door. I don't know. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know if this is going to be relevant to what has been happening, all the terrorism that we've been having here in the States, but I'm here in Dallas. And my name is Vicki, and earlier I was watching the news on Fox, and the local news came on and said that a plane had crashed in the Yucatan Peninsula.
That is correct. It is a two-engine plane, I think, that went down.
Well, most of those that were on there that were Americans.
Right. I don't know either whether it's relevant. That's why I haven't mentioned it. Had it been, you know, one of the larger airplanes, like the ones that were used in the attack in New York, I would have mentioned it. But I'm loath to connect it to what's happened because of the size of the aircraft. I would think if it was related in some way, it would have been a bigger aircraft. But you never know.
You never know, and it's so scary now. I mean, all of Texas is just in shock. It's really eerie around here. You don't see people out anymore. Downtown Dallas has just been, you know, it's like it's been evacuated. And then we thought we had a bomb scare today. And,
yes.
Of course, it turned out to be nothing, but
there is going to be a very great deal of that in the coming days. You know, a lot of copycat stuff around, and
mm-hmm.
They know that any threat now is going to be taken very seriously. So there'll be a lot of nutcases out there trying to mm-hmm. cause trouble.
I know. It's just...
Trouble is, you've got to take them seriously.
Yes. Yes. And I just, you know, I want us to do something desperately, but I'd like, you said, I don't want a lot of innocent casualties.
All right.
I'm just hoping that... and I tell you one thing that makes me feel really good is like the Australian caller that called earlier and offered their supports and their troops, and everybody is sticking behind us, and all the patriotism that, you know, is going on and everything like that, and people are coming together. And
you're right, it really does seem like the world is pretty much behind us right now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it makes me feel good, and I know it makes a lot of other people feel good. And because we need all the support right now we can get.
Yes, we do. What is about to happen, we need a lot of support. You're right. And
not just in military. I'm talking about moral support also.
Well, it seems to be there as I take calls from around the world. Thank you very much. It sure does seem to be there. I get the definite sense that the world is looking at what has happened in New York in a very, very different light than anything that has gone on before. And whatever you think of U.S. actions in the past, and we have not always been the perfect princes and princesses, have we? Of course not. But this one is so far over the top that I think it eclipses any feelings of that sort that people have had, like the man from Korea said. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once, going twice.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good thing you said hello. I was about to leave the line.
Oh, I wasn't sure I was on.
Yes, you are. Turn your radio off, please.
Okay, it's actually the television.
Whatever.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes, ma'am.
And my name is Rita. And like most Americans and I guess a lot of the world, I'm still in shock, and I keep thinking I'm going to wake up out of this nightmare, and it's not going to happen.
I know.
I have a friend that lives in Florida. Her her husband is an air traffic controller, and according to his co-workers and the people he has talked to, the word is that they will only be at about 20% as far as flights go for mm-hmm. the next several days, and he says that it will be probably a couple weeks before they're in full gear.
Then another thing. I don't know if Americans, particularly in cities, are ever going to look up in the sky and see a big airliner and not wonder.
I know I will.
Yeah.
On another note, my family, we had won a trip to Disneyland through the Coca-Cola Company, Nestle's Corporation, and Albertson's Grocery Store.
Oh.
And we were supposed to go in July, and I postponed it because of the heat.
Well, you can't go now, that's for sure.
Well, we were scheduled to go on Friday, and I spoke with a woman for the put this package together today, and she said that today was the last day we could decide whether or not to change the...
Oh, brother, you mean to say they will not, under the circumstances, come on?
Well, that's what I was surprised about. She says I had to decide a day, so, you know, either I go or not, and so I told her we would go ahead and go, and I'm really starting to feel uncomfortable again about doing this. My daughters are 12 and 14, and they're quite uncomfortable about the thought of getting on a plane at this time, which, you know, I am myself.
Well, you know, though, their whole plan, apparently, since they haven't said anything else about why they did all this to us, what they expected to achieve, is to scare us. And I've flown all my life, and I'm still here, and I have a feeling if you fly, you're going to get a little inconvenience because there's going to be a whole lot of security. But maybe you ought to just go ahead and fly. You know?
Well, I've kind of gone back and forth.
I know. Don't let them beat you. The whole point is, if they scare us out of the air, then they succeed. If they take away our rights and freedoms, they succeed. Or if they cause us to take away our own, really.
That is so true. I agree. I did go to a church service at the church that I've attended for 15 years, Calvary Chapel, here in Albuquerque, and the church was just jam-packed. And Pastor Skip said he hadn't seen the church that packed since 91.
Well, people need and want something to turn to in a moment where it seems there are no other answers, and so the church is an obvious place.
And with as many people that were there when the service let out, normally you can hear, you know, elevated voices and people chit-chatting and, you know, having a good time, and there was very little chatter with all the people that were there.
Instead, there's quiet, right?
Yes, it was very... When I first entered the church, there was the praise and worship songs going on, and I felt like I was at a memorial service. And growing up Catholic, I've been to many rosaries and memorial services, and I really just the feeling, my whole body felt like I was, you know, when I looked up toward the pastor, I almost felt like I was going to see a coffin or something, because I had that same feeling that I've had over the years since I was a child. When I've gone to, you know, a memorial service or a rosary.
There's a profound change. We're never going to be quite the same.
No.
We're going to, I hope, still be the home of the, you know, home of the brave and the free and all the rest of it. But something has profoundly changed. That's just the way it is. Listen, I got to run.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a good morning. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. This week, in continuous coverage of you. Good night.